clanging doomsayers. Look, it's been an absolute pleasure. I think we can all agree they have been my fabulous Friday panel. James McRory, co-executive director of the pro-Europe campaign group Open Britain, and Mark Wallace, executive editor of Conservative Hope. Thank you so much for your company for the last hour.
Thank you.
Reviewing the week's biggest news stories. John Holmes will be with you after 1 o'clock, take you through the afternoon. Here's a fabulous show. Usual Nonsense, I think, is what he's going to be doing. But hey, it's brilliant Usual Nonsense. I'll be back 10 o'clock on Monday morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a fabulous day and have a fabulous weekend.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. This weekend, England's two most successful clubs go head-to-head at Anfield on the Sky Sports Premier League channel. Liverpool and Man United battle it out in one of football's biggest rivalries. Upgrade today for this weekend's action and enjoy more top clashes, including Everton v Arsenal, Spurs v Liverpool and Man United v Spurs. Live only on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now £18 a month. Search new Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
With just a simple tap, you can go from craving to tasting. And even from wanting to winning. With HSBC, you could have up to 10 chances a day to win one of 200,000 gift cards at Currys PC World, House of Fraser, and many more when you add your HSBC card to Android Pay for the first time and start tapping. Terms and conditions, device restrictions, and time limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status. UK residents 16 plus. Search HSBC Android Pay.
Sometimes on a job, you need a particular tool and you need it now. So it's good to know that wherever you're working in the capital, you're only ever minutes away from a Screwfix store. There are over 65 stores in London. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Friday the 13th of October. It may be unlucky for some, but not for those buying a used car at the Volkswagen used car event. With 2 years approved used warranty, 2 years MOT insurance, 2 years roadside cover and two services included on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at 6.9% APR representative. So it doesn't matter how unlucky your day is, we've got you covered. For extra reassurance on a used Volkswagen, visit the used car event at your local Volkswagen retailer from the 13th to the 30th of October. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 48 months. Excludes electric vehicles. Participating retailers. 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Subject to status. Indemnities may be required. Volkswagen Financial Services.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Chelsea, Tottenham and Burnley all to win was 7-2, now 5-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-2, more 5-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
On the radio. Yes, it is, and it's a Friday. And you're very welcome to join us for the next 3 hours. Here's Victoria to kick things off with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fourth rape allegation against Weinstein, tube bombing court hearing, and Stormzy's warning to Corbyn.
Talk Radio.
A fourth woman has accused Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of rape. US actress Rose McGowan has also accused Amazon studio boss Roy Price of ignoring her when she made allegations against the movie mogul. Mr. Price has now been suspended. Attorney Melissa Janvier has told Talk Radio he might not be charged over all the allegations.
When you have one person come forward and then suddenly you see a pattern and then you hear, oh, well, there were rumors in the industry that he was like this, and so people sort of knew this. But nobody ever kind of said, hang on a minute, this is illegal. It's not just wrong.
An Islamic faith school in Birmingham which separates boys and girls has been told its policy is unlawful. The judgment from the Court of Appeal will affect other schools with the same rules. A teenager has appeared in court by video link, charged in connection with the Parsons Green Tube terror attack. 30 people were injured in the bombing last month. 18-year-old Ahmed Hassan Muhammad Ali is accused of attempted murder and using the chemical compound TATP to cause an explosion likely to endanger life. Sky's Sarah Hadjibegari is at the Old Bailey.
The allegation is that he had expected and hoped for the blast to be much greater in size and that his intent was to kill in serious large numbers.
He's due to enter a plea in January. The High Court has ordered the body of Moore's murderer Ian Brady to be disposed of with no music and no ceremony. The serial killer's body has been in storage since his death in May. A man has been charged after a woman's body was found in a flat in Belfast more than 2 years after she died. The 23-year-old is accused of theft, fraud, burglary and preventing the lawful burial of a body. And Stormzy's jokingly warned Jeremy Corbyn not to mess it up. The Grime star supported the Labour leader during the general election campaign earlier this year. He's told the Jonathan Ross Show that he's had trust issues with politicians in the past, but he's described Mr. Corbyn as cool.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
All right, thanks. How are you?
This isn't a question for you, necessarily, but this is a general question. Is when it comes to disposing of a body...
Yes.
Right. You talk about unlawful, but in a different story. But the Ian Brady thing, do you have to... I don't know if you've heard about no music, is what the High Court said, no ceremony. But do you have to legally, and I genuinely don't know this, bury it, give it a proper burial, as it were? No ceremony and music, fine, but you actually have to just put it in a...
You can't just leave a body to fester. It has to be disposed of.
Yeah.
But or a legal... if it's cremated, you know, something has to happen to it.
Yeah. You can't just take someone evil and chuck them in a skip, basically.
No, right. No.
All right. Interesting. Thanks, though, for that.
It's okay.
Good. Right, so today's bonus news with Victoria, which will be happening round about 3:30, involves everybody's favourite... apart from Victoria's, mineral news today. We bring you animal, vegetable and mineral on consecutive days. Today is going to be mineral news. Just putting that out there. I know it takes longer to research sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's terrible.
Yeah. But it'd be remiss of us to leave it out, if I'm honest.
Whatever.
Okay. So there we go. Victoria there. She's got weather now. She's got some weather news.
Talk Radio National Weather.
That's national.
So warm and bright in the southeast, cloudy with rain elsewhere, highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's...
Ian Williams.
Ian Williams with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. After 13 goals in September, Tottenham's Harry Kane has been named Premier League Player of the Month. The England striker will lead the line for Spurs in TalkSport 2's live commentary game against Bournemouth tomorrow afternoon. Manchester City's Pep Guardiola is the Manager of the Month. Mark McGee has told TalkSport the new Scotland manager needs to be someone who can hit the ground running and carry on the momentum built up over the final few games in World Cup qualifying. Gordon Strachan lost his job yesterday after missing out on a place in the playoffs, as did McGee, who was his assistant.
Somebody that can come in and on the first day command a respect that allows them to pick it up where they left off against Slovakia and against Slovenia and hit the ground running. And if they do that, then we can qualify. Of course we can.
Newcastle have turned Mikel Merino's loan move from Borussia Dortmund into a permanent deal. And a new Test Cricket League has been announced, featuring the world's 9 top teams. It'll start in 2019. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. I like the way that the TalkSport presenters have their own little... They've got to say that as a sign-off, haven't they?
Yeah, they do.
But they've all got their own little... trying to sort of claim it themselves.
Yeah, different intonation.
Because you get Ben going, powered by TalkSport.
Yeah.
And powered by TalkSport. I kind of like that they've all tried to claim it.
How would you say it?
I think I'd go the Clarksony route. I think I'd be going, that's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Oh, wow.
I think that's how I'd do it.
I feel like you went really nasal then.
Nasal? I didn't go nasal, did I?
Something happened with your nose.
A variety of accents. Maybe we're getting through it in a variety of different accents.
I mean, they probably will.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Wow.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Something like that. Any others?
No. Thanks, though, Victoria. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Great, good stuff. Right, let's do a Friday programme.
Talk Radio.
Join BT Infinity right now and you'll get our lowest ever standard price and you won't pay an activation fee, saving you £50. It's £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract with £9.99 postage. But hurry, this offer ends soon, and by soon I mean the 19th of October. So join BT Infinity today at bt.com/deals. Be there, BT.
Prices may change. Price for month 13, £34.99 per month, 30 gigabytes usage. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Jimmy quit, Chloe got married. Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy. I think it's a shame he just went for a bunny because he could have done a whole load of different animals. Playboy goat or something, or a Playboy ocelot.
Victoria caught the bouquet.
Alex, I'm at £100. I'm at £500.
Right, okay, so we've got Tea Money, right?
Absolutely.
Cool name.
Thank
Green
you.
Mile,
yes.
Cool name.
Yeah.
Sean Kelly.
Not so cool.
No.
Martin, do you care to interject? Your hand is up.
I've gotten a bin full of trainers.
A bin full of trainers?
A bin full of trainers.
Could he do chuck into the Swedish trials or something about Francis Drake just to close off?
It's a legendary international playboy himself.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
Yep.
Comes no responsibility.
That's fair.
Talk Radio. When I am out together on a journey.
Well, you know, good afternoon to you then. Good afternoon to you, whoever and wherever you are. And welcome to your 1 to 4 bit of filling in the sandwich of your day. Friday then, Friday everybody. Friday feeling, come on. Friday the 13th, in fact. A day steeped in bad luck, isn't it? I mean, there's been a whole week of that or two for Harvey Weinstein. But not as bad as it's been for any woman who was lucky enough to come into contact with him over the past 40 years. That's fairly bad luck, isn't it? And what do we learn today? Still all over the news. Scotland Yard are investigating an assault claim from the 1980s. Ben Affleck, it's getting worse for him as well. We were talking about this yesterday. He's accused of groping a makeup artist's bottom. And that, I mean, it might mean that his role as Batman or Buttman has... I think he's being labelled. Could be in doubt in the future. Could this all bring Hollywood crashing down? Or will somebody in Hollywood realise that actually the films make a lot more money than any kind of tabloid exposure would? And thus it'll all go back to how it was before. Call me a cynic. Also, of course, the boss of Amazon Studios has been suspended now amidst another sexual harassment claim. I tell you what, there's going to be no shortage of novelty Halloween costumes this year, is there? Amazon sell those as well, don't they? But I might go trick-or-treating this year dressed as Brexit. Have you seen the headlines about Brexit today? Disturbing deadlock are the headlines about Brexit today. And that sounds a little bit like a horror film, doesn't it? Disturbing deadlock. A horror film or the bolt on Harvey Weinstein's hotel room door. The Brexit thing, though, all to do, of course, with how much the EU want from the UK in the event of divorce. Basically, we're happy for them to keep immigrants in return for a trade deal. Now, obviously, leavers, if you're a leaver from the Leave campaign, you think the EU has treated everyone very badly and should, as part of that divorce, check itself into rehab, into a rules and regulations addiction clinic, maybe, something like that. The remainers, for their part, maybe think the EU deserves a second chance. Anyway, hello, welcome. I am John Holmes. This is where we take the news agenda and run all over the shop with it. Much to come today, then. Here's what there is. Headline Hijack is on the way. Your chance to make up a news story from scratch using words that you know. Arrange them into sentences or a paragraph. And fake news. Get involved. Make it up. Send it hither and thither. And you could hear your story coming out of Victoria's mouth, and it's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. You could get yourself in there. In word form. In the 2 o'clock bulletin. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We will be going through a week's worth of showbiz for you on a Friday. That's what we round up. If it's happened in showbiz, it's all been a bit murky, actually, hasn't it? Anyway, we'll be doing that with a man from TalkSport. It's Reese. He's got no knowledge of or interest in showbiz, but still he'll be going through it for us. We have our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz on the way today as well. Things that have happened on the programme in the last 5 days. From a series of clips, can you tell us what happened next? Work experience punditry. Katie is in today. She's our work experience. She will be previewing some films for your weekend. There's the big debate at 3. Current affairs analysed through short form oriental verse. You know it's called the news in haiku. All of the haters, it's your day. If you hate me, yeah, I think we can name some people who do. If you hate me or anyone who works on the show, and yes, I think we can name some people who do, then why not get in touch via social media or texting? And what'll happen, instead of us blocking you or ignoring you or reporting you to management, what'll happen instead is that Cornelius, hi Con.
Hi everyone.
He will take your hate to the lift and read it out loud as that lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. Here's the number to haters, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any hate you like.
Yeah. And we'll bring you live music on the programme. As we drag a busker in from the streets and force them to perform at microphone point for us to entertain you into the weekend with a song. We'll take your reactions as well. That's all your reactions, please. If you've got a spare reaction, why not share it with us? And it's Some Request Friday. On Radio 2, they play music as requests for you for a Friday. We can't do that because of our licence, but we can replay speeches and talks from the archives. So if you've got a favourite speech or a talk you'd like to hear or dedicate to a loved one, then get in touch with us and we'll play it for you if we got it. We'll also talk Iran and Trump. We're going to talk Brexit and Hammond and treason. So much on the way. Let's find out who's in today. Oh, look at this. Occasional ginger producer Dave has deigned to join us today. Hello, Dave.
Deigned.
Hi,
hello.
Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Following the Harvey Weinstein story with interest. Great. Assistant producer Harry is through the glass. He's through. He's assistant producer Harry. He loves Mike Parry, but he'll never marry.
Hello.
Hi. Chloe's on the button. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hello. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Cornelius, for some reason, is wearing Victoria's glasses. We don't know why.
I am a spectacled man now.
Right.
The spectacled.
I need those back.
He looks like the what, from
you're,
Up.
Yeah, you're like the old man from Up.
No, I don't.
His wife dies and he gets a balloon.
He has a square head.
Get a balloon.
A square chin.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely haven't got that. One of your chins is square.
Yeah, that's right.
Cornelius there. I just chin shamed you.
You did.
Yep, sorry about that.
Happy
anyway,
Friday.
We're going to get into today's big song. No, big story.
Ah, you got it wrong. Idiot.
I wouldn't get this on breakfast,
you're the worst broadcaster I've ever seen.
You can't see me clearly through those. They're too bit thick. You've just link-shamed me.
Yeah, I did.
Right. We're going to get into today's big story with a big song. But the clues are all there. How does the music link to the song? Try and work it out at home. All the clues are in there for you. But what's it going to be?
Thank you.
but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be?
To today's big story, it is of course the sound, the magnificent sound of Coldplay's Fix You, arguably their greatest song. Somehow it links to the story though that we're going to be talking about in some detail. Ginger producer Dave has been trying to work it out. He's very confident today.
I've got it.
Go on then.
Easy.
Coldplay, Fix,
Fix
You. You.
Fix
yeah.
You by Coldplay.
Go.
Who's the frontman of Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Yeah. He was once married to...
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow, right. Gwyneth Paltrow was in that film Sliding Doors.
Yes.
With John Hannah, remember him?
Yes.
Famous Scottish, other famous Scottishes. Andy Murray.
Yes, that's what I was
Nicola Sturgeon.
Yep.
The band Travis.
Okay,
now,
good.
The band Travis were credited as being the main influence behind which band? Coldplay. Chris Martin said that they were the band that invented Coldplay. Now, Coldplay obviously fronted by Chris Martin.
Yes.
Who was married to Gwyneth Paltrow. Who was in that film Shakespeare in Love.
Yes.
With Joseph Fiennes.
Yes.
Joseph Fiennes.
Who was that produced by? Moving on.
Let me get to it, mate. That's the whole point of the bit.
All right.
Joseph Fiennes was the brother of Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Also an actor.
Yeah.
Who's in Schindler's List.
Right.
Which was directed by...
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg, who is the godfather of... Gwyneth Paltrow,
right,
who this week came out to speak about Harvey Weinstein, which brings us to today's big story, which is new allegations against Harvey Weinstein.
Wow. I mean, no, you're absolutely wrong.
Oh.
It's the Iran nuclear deal.
And I will try.
I'll show you why.
Yep.
President Trump has called the Iran nuclear accord the worst deal ever negotiated, threatened to tear it up, and I quote, I will try to fix them.
It's got the word fix in.
There you go. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're talking Trump and Iran next.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Gotta hand it to Sky Q. The range of stuff in Ultra HD is insane. You've got movies, loads of them, sports, I'm talking football, Formula One, cricket, plus you've got documentaries, nature and drama. The quality is ridiculous. I wish you could see what I'm seeing. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TV box, Sky Q multi-screen and Ultra HD ready TV. Content depends on subscription.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a 20-kilogram bag of white Dunlop floor and wall tile adhesive for only £9.50 expat. But hurry, this offer ends 15th of October. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Upgrades are everywhere. Upgrade your phone, upgrade your wardrobe, upgrade your TV package. But will these upgrades move essential building kit across the country? It's van month this October at Renault, so why not take advantage of the best kind of upgrade for your business? And with the Renault scrappage scheme, you can swap old for new and save thousands towards the purchase of a selected new Renault panel van, including on our brand new Formula Edition range. Order by 31st December and register by 31st January 2018. Participating dealers only, business customers only. Visit your nearest Renault Pro Plus dealership to find out more. For full eligibility criteria and terms, go to renault.co.uk/van-scrappage.
Back a bit. No, forward. A bit more. Now, back, forward, wait, forward!
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Chelsea, Tottenham and Burnley all to win was 7-2, now 5-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-2, more 5-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Dorset, Sturminster Marshall, the A31 completely closed in both directions. Investigation work continues between the roundhouse roundabout of Pool Road and the A38 at the Shell roundabout. So police are on scene there directing traffic. The northbound side of the A1 through Radwell in Bedfordshire, that's very slow following an overturned vehicle between the A1M at Junction 10 and the Biggleswade north turning. And the northbound side of the M5 through the West Midlands, still a lane closed in the roadworks between 2 and 1. I'm Stephen Beach.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate. The creamy yumminess begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember, you're still in the supermarket. Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Free the joy!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes and you are very welcome. If you are just joining us, let's talk about today's big story.
We'll be right back.
with the news media collectively emptying itself with excitement over the Harvey Weinstein fallout into a metaphorical plant pot made of sordid coverage, one could easily forget that we could all die in a nuclear war with Iran. It's not enough for Donald Trump to try and start one with North Korea. Now he's getting all confrontational with Iran as well, withdrawing US backing, or that's what we think's going to happen, from the nuclear accord, whereby Iran agreed to freeze its program in return for the partial lifting of sanctions. Trump has called it in the past the worst deal ever negotiated, like it was a sort of minor task on The Apprentice rather than something that could prevent World War III. Of course, I exaggerate. But the question is, why is Trump so determined to end a deal that the international community, and indeed Trump's own defence chief, thinks should be continued? What is that deal anyway, and why does Donald dislike it so? Professor Robert Singh is Professor of Politics at Birkbeck, University of London. Good afternoon, Robert.
Afternoon, John.
Thanks for joining. So, those questions then. First of all, for those that don't know, broadly, what is the Iran deal and how did we arrive at it?
It's basically something negotiated by Barack Obama's administration that in exchange for the US lifting sanctions on Iran's economy, the Iranians would give up their nuclear program, and it's set there for basically different provisions, end in 10 years, some end in 15.
Yeah, and to the layman, and by that I mean me, that seems like a pretty good deal. So why is Donald Trump so anti? Is it simply because Obama negotiated it?
It's a couple of things. I mean, yes, partly because it's just part of his agenda of, you know, anything that Obama did must be bad by definition. But there are problems about the deal. It was not perfect. There are all sorts of issues surrounding inspections, for example. They're not allowed to inspect military sites. And the other side of it is it's really done nothing to stop Iran's aggression in the region since the deal. And they've got a boost from the lifting of sanctions and the financial injection that's come from that. So there are some serious things there, as well as just the antipathy towards Obama.
Right, and in terms of Iran on the world stage then, I mean, you could argue, I suppose, that the US facilitated the current standing after the regime change in Iraq, but is, you know, their standing is what in the world now? Because obviously it's all to do with the Middle East and Trump's relationships with those other Middle East countries as well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, Iran was a great beneficiary of the Iraq war in many ways, and it's probably now at a stronger position than it's been in since the revolution in 1979. You know, it's got influence pretty much from Damascus and Beirut through to Sana'a in Yemen. So it's in a very, very strong position. And that, obviously, as far as the U.S. is concerned, as far as U.S. allies from Israel to Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states go, that's a big, big concern.
And what happens next, though? If, I mean, this goes to Congress. It's not just Trump, of course. This is just recommendations. So what, yeah, you know, what are Congress likely to do?
At the moment, there are some sort of hawks on the Republican side who look like they're going to try and push, not for reimposing sanctions immediately, but for setting up some sorts of threshold sort of tests, that if Iran breaches those thresholds, then the sanctions go back. So the deal hasn't quite ended yet, but it's obviously a huge, huge risk, and a lot now depends just on how the Iranians respond. Do they really see this as a sufficient provocation that they'll take action in retaliation or not?
And what would push them to that, and what sort of retaliation would that be?
Well, there's some speculation that Trump may declare this afternoon that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is a terrorist organization, and that really could be incredibly dangerous, because they're not just part of the state, but they also own a huge number of businesses. It raises implications for U.S. businesses no longer being able to act in Iran if they have any dealings with the Revolutionary Guard. And their tentacles are all over the Middle East, in fact, beyond the Middle East. So if they respond by saying, well, we see the U.S. Army as a terrorist organization too, that really ups the ante for conflict, because obviously the US and Iran are actually in quite close proximity in Syria and Iraq at the moment.
Well, that's right, because, I mean, the Iranian influence in Syria is significant as well, of course. As a final point, which is, you know, weird to say when it's such a complex issue, but in the wider picture of the Middle East, this, of course, involves the Middle East peace deal, doesn't it? The Israelis, the Palestinians and everything else. So on the world stage, this is Trump trying to show a bit of power.
It is, but it's pretty stupid in the obvious sense that if you were in Tehran, you know that the last thing that the Trump administration wants is a second front after North Korea. So, you know, in a strange way, it's actually incentivizing them to become more aggressive than they've been, which, you know, is just how perverse his thinking seems to be at the moment.
All right. Professor Robert Singh there, Professor of Politics. University of London, talking us through this Iran deal that Trump may well... This was from 2015, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that Obama planned with the UN Security Council, and it seems that Trump could pull out. So we'll, you know, wait and see what happens. But just another example of Trump, I guess, trying to throw his weight around, his orange weight around a bit, but we'll see how it develops. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. If a nuclear war with Iran does break out, of course, between now and 4 o'clock, we will bring you that news as we
probably as we go. As well.
A guest on it, probably. Alex Dibble will be at the scene of the mushroom cloud, mm-hmm. bringing us reports from that. So if it happens, rest assured, stay with Talk Radio. We will talk you through the impending nuclear war. Now, on the way, Headline Hijack, your chance to make up the news, get it into Victoria's mouth, hear it said as fact at 2 o'clock. Those lines are open, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
And we'll go through a week's worth of showbiz for you in the next half an hour as well. Just after 1:30, Victoria has the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The number of women accusing Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of rape has risen to 4 after US actress Rose McGowan spoke out. He's previously denied the allegations. Westworld star Evan Rachel Wood said she'd heard a lot of rumours about him.
Pretty sure everyone I know has as well. And it was so normalised and it was talked about in such a way that when you're warned about Harvey Weinstein, because most actresses are, this is just the truth, it's passed off as like, oh, that's just crazy Harvey. Everybody knows. Just be careful around that one.
An Islamic faith school in Birmingham has been told its policy of segregating boys from girls is unlawful. The Court of Appeals ruling will affect any others with similar policies. An 18-year-old has appeared in court via video link charged with attempted murder following the Parsons Green Tube terror attack, which left 30 people injured. He's due to enter a plea in January. England's chief medical officer is warning of a post-antibiotic apocalypse as bacteria become resistant to drugs designed to fight them. What's known as antimicrobial resistance happens naturally over time, but overuse of antibiotics is speeding up the process. And a British-built satellite will track air quality around the globe after being launched into orbit from Russia. The Sentinel-5P will make 2 million observations a day, allowing experts to provide warnings about things like smog or high UV levels. The weather warm and bright in the southeast.
Warm.
Yep. Cloudy with rain elsewhere. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
There is, you know. And we look forward to it, Victoria. Always.
That's not true.
Sometimes true.
Yeah. That's more accurate.
It's a welcome respite from me banging on, isn't it? Let's be honest for everybody. So, you know, anyway.
You do bang on.
Well, thank you. I think.
A compliment.
Oh, right. In the next bit then, Victoria will be collating your made-up news, your headline hijacks. As you know, if you would like to confuse people who aren't paying attention to this bit of the programme, not listening properly, just kind of, you know, milling about, you know, the news. What you'll hear at 2 o'clock is the news with a lie in it, and we'd like you to supply the lie. It's Headline Hijack. It's on the way. The lines are open for it. And as I said, we will be bringing you a roundup of showbiz with a man from Talk Sports who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Rhys and his Friday showbiz roundup on the way next on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
Great big talk for the wee small hours.
I've not been trolling you, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So here we go then. It's Headline Hijack time. Now you know very much how it works. It's plain and it's also simple. Words that you know, written in an order that makes some kind of sense. Sounds a bit like a news story. Broadcast to the nation as truth. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Yes, this is from Simon, who said, Ruth Langsford from Loose Women and Eamon Holmes has had to pull out...
What?
She's from...
No, I mean, finish that sentence.
Pull out of this week's Strictly Come Dancing. due to a neck injury brought on by Eamon, apparently.
Right.
The BBC have announced that for 1 week only, Cat Bin Lady will fill in for her.
Right.
Topical. Yeah,
Netflix has announced they're going to... Do you remember the programme with Making of a Murderer? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Sort of a one-hour documentary spread over 12 episodes.
That's the one. Really eked out to maximum effect. Got quite boring.
It's really stupid, isn't it?
Is what?
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Do it again, Matt? I didn't do it.
Where's he from again?
America.
Oh.
Wow.
Not from where you did there in the accent then. But anyway, Netflix have announced that they're going to frame that man that you just did an impression of there, Stephen Avery, for another murder. So they can get a a second season of the highly successful, if overlong, show, Making a Murderer, commissioned. Network bosses have said that the genius behind the show is that Avery is a little bit dim. So it's very easy to pin the crimes on him in the first place, which is more or less what the prosecutors did.
I can't remember. He's so silly, isn't he?
Yeah.
At the same time, a convicted murderer. Yeah. So.
What else have you got?
Headline hijack from Sarah, who says, for the first time ever, a person has been convicted for theft after finding £10 note on the floor and not handing it into a police station. Charges were pressed after it was revealed that that £10 note was supposed to be donated to a children's charity. The man has been jailed for 3 months.
The band, this is music news here.
Oh.
Yeah, music news. Music news. The band Counting Crows have announced they're going to split up as they finally finished Counting All the Crows. Which was their raison d'etre.
Yeah. I mean,
in a report, the group revealed that there were, in fact, 18 million crows and have said they're not going to reform as a group, even if more crows are born and need counting. They are done now with Counting Crows. They've moved on to magpies, which actually is easier as a system, isn't it? Because they've already got the numbers in place, like in the right. One for sorrow. Two for joy. Three for a girl. Four for a boy. Five for a... drill.
Yeah. Sausages.
Six for sausages. Eight for some Semtex. Nine for a little tub of Windoline.
Yeah.
And...
ten for the A1. Ten.
And
what are you on about?
11 for a fight.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's the magpie counting numbers there for you. Jack, then the Lions are
up. That sounded like Noel Fielding wrote the shipping forecast.
It's an actual thing. The magpie rhyme. You're not aware of the magpie rhyme?
No. Wait, isn't the magpie in a pie?
No, that's 4 and 20 blackbirds.
Sing a song of sixpence.
That's what idiot. Counting Crows are going on to after the magpies.
Yeah, blackbirds.
Because they know how many blackbirds there are in a pie. 4 and 20 of them.
Yeah.
So.
Baked.
Why don't they just say 24?
Well...
you could do a funny Twitter thread about baked in a pie, like you did the other day on your bake-off one. Did you see Cornelius' tweets the other day?
Who cares?
Oh, about baked potatoes.
Yeah, it went on for quite a long time.
He had a quiet... I mean, you know, he obviously wasn't... were you out or something?
No, I was in.
You two live together, which is weird already.
And I was sat next to him, and he went, oh, I've got an idea for a joke. And then an hour and a half later, he looked up and went, done. I was like, well, it's been thrilling talking to you tonight, mate. I'll just go to bed now.
Great.
Well, it didn't actually land very well on Twitter.
Did it not?
No, what, only a few likes.
A series of 10 tweets.
About baked potatoes. Baked
what
potatoes.
The rounds would be on the Great British Baked Potato Off. 10 weeks of it, though. Each round, 3 rounds a week. That's 30 baked potato rounds. Not easy.
Yeah.
Especially after week one, jacket.
Which was my idea.
Right. To be honest with you... you know, we should move on from this.
Should.
Let's.
it's the motto of the show.
Let's draw a line under Cornelius's potato tweets and move on from them. I think we'll all be happy. Right, in the next minute of the programme, a man from TalkSport will be here with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Well, actually, to be fair to him, he probably hasn't got that either. Of showbiz. A roundup of showbiz for you, a week's worth of it, coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in October, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success. So I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Alice has just got herself the cap and track tariff from E.ON, so she's got one less thing to think about.
Lovely.
Her energy costs are capped below the average market price. And if the market price goes down, hers will too.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Give yourself one less thing to think about and stay below the average market price. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Residential customers only. Prices reviewed quarterly and based on Ofgem typical domestic consumption at medium use. Eligibility criteria apply.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Sky Bet. Chelsea, Tottenham and Burnley all to win was 7-2, now 5-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Sky Bet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-2, more 5-1. Sky Bet. That's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job. Easy to manage candidates. Easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Carmarthenshire for St Clears, the A40 closed both ways due to a two-vehicle collision between the St Clears roundabout and the Clanboydie roundabout. Looking very busy on the northbound side of the M5 through the West Midlands. A lane closed through the roadworks, 2 up to 1, Albury up towards West Brom. A recovery of that breakdown that continues. And the southbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, 19 to 18, Knutsford to Holmes Chapel. A lane closed there for an ongoing breakdown through the roadworks. I'm Stephen Beach.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate. The creamy yumminess begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember, you're still in the supermarket. Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Free the joy!
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we shall. And about showbiz very shortly indeed. Before that, though, much going on, of course. You know Trump, we've been talking about this, Donald Trump is due to pull the US out of the deal with Iran that freezes their nuclear weapon program. It's all to do with sanctions, of course. That decision will have to go to Congress eventually, as we were talking about with Professor Singh there from the University of London. There is much talk of Philip Hammond being tried for treason, among other things, because he's not backing Brexit with money. He's saying he's hanging on before he releases any money to pay for a no-deal Brexit, coming under criticism from a lot of the right wing of the Conservative Party over that. Of course, there are more revolting allegations coming out against Harvey Weinstein. Kate Beckinsale has been speaking out now as well. Mylene Klass from Hearsay as well said that Harvey Weinstein offered her a sex contract back in 2010 when she went for lunch with him in Cannes. Yeah, I don't know what that was written on, Reese. It's best we don't speculate. But there's a lot going on. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, you don't have to, because we are here to help, as you'd expect us to be. Because that's, you know, we're here for you, really. And what we do is we analyse the news and current affairs using, as regular listeners know, Japanese poetry. 575, that's the syllable count. It's the news in haikus.
NYPD 2. Probe Weinstein. Probably not the best choice of word.
The grim news in haikus. Good afternoon, Talk Radio, on a Friday, just coming up to a time. And the time it's coming up to is the time when a man from TalkSport comes in here, clutching to his chest, much ado about showbiz. He has no interest in it, no knowledge of it. He's Reese, and we welcome him. Hello, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
You're very good, thank you. How's your week been in the land of showbiz?
Not too bad,
right,
not too bad.
Right, what have we got?
We start off with Jeremy Kyle chasing suspected drug dealers down the street.
Oh, do tell.
He was filming for his new show, The Kyle Files, and was on a... I know.
What is the show?
The Kyle Files.
Oh.
He did one in Magaluf a couple of years ago, and...
Oh, didn't he get into trouble there?
He did, yes.
Did he? Why?
He got... Was it maced?
I believe so, yeah.
He got maced by someone.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. As part of the Kyle Files.
Yeah. It was in the papers.
It was,
I remember. I never watched the show, though.
No.
But yeah, he got maced and it made the papers.
Right.
And then no one watched the show.
Okay.
No, they didn't.
But it's back, 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 is it?
It is back, back, back. Yeah. And the new series sees Jeremy and his film crew join the police on a raid. And as they're, you know, talking to a suspect, the suspect legs it. And Jeremy Kyle... thinks the best out course of action is to leg it after him.
To get involved.
With his camera crew following him.
Right.
As a man who probably speaks to suspected drug dealers every day on his show, I'm suppose he's not too dissimilar to this situation, but it does seem weird to be sort of tagging along as the kind of police's guest and then be like, oh, very here. That could have gone very, very wrong.
Kyle, I mean, Kyle's an odd one, isn't he?
He is.
Because he's sort of made his name... he started out on radio.
He did
doing,
indeed.
Doing a kind of...
Jez's Confessions.
Yeah, a sort of confessional phone-in, wasn't it? And then it sort of transferred to TV, but then sort of became this sort of gutter... I don't know what it is. It's a sort of zoo of chavs.
Yes, it is.
And you know, you sort of watch
poverty
it.
Poverty porn, they call it.
Is that, yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Bear baiting,
it's
called in court.
Exploiting people, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
On a class-based system.
Oh, definitely.
And I've kind of seen it on... I'll tell you when I've seen it. I've seen it on... When I've sat on doing breakfast shows, it's Virgin Radio downstairs, it's been on the screen in one of the, on the corner
yeah,
with subtitles, and I find it compelling.
Oh, it is.
It's an excellent watch, even
yeah.
You probably shouldn't watch it. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And it's one of those ones where, with a lot of daytime TV, if you watch it for 2 minutes, you have to carry on watching it.
You have to watch
the
whole thing.
You can't walk away from it not knowing how it ends.
Yeah, and then have a wash afterwards. A really good scrub.
Yeah.
I feel dirty.
He did one in America as well, and it is it's the next level of grim.
Is it?
It's on like ITV2 at like midnight.
I mean, already that's the next level.
Where all the
grim,
best stuff goes.
Yeah. I mean, that's like one of Dante's circles of hell right there,
definitely.
Isn't it? ITV2 at midnight. Well, all right, so Kyle's chased some people. Great. Good showbiz story. What next?
This is one of the most showbiz languagey, something out of nothing. We've had a really slow week, so let's do a story on it. Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox have gone for dinner. That would be where the story ends.
You'd think.
For most people. but they're still best friends. They enjoy dinner together 13 years after the TV show ended. So it's kind of working on this premise that the only reason these lot should be together is because they were in a show together. That's not the weirdest it gets. They're out with pals Tabitha Simmons and Sarah Foster, who? And the actresses Gunther. Both look ageless in black. How do you look ageless? How do you look ageless?
I mean, because you are going to look an age. Even if they'd sort of reverted to a fetal look.
Exactly.
Or position. They're still going to be the age of a fetus.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I mean, ageless just suggests that they have no features whatsoever. Is that what they're like now? Have they got no features?
They're just a plain... No eyes, no mouth, yeah. No nose. Just a
it's kind of
blank face.
Amorphous shape. Jennifer Aniston's like
Voldemort, I'd say, looks ageless. I couldn't put an age on him, whether he's really old or just, like, you know, under 30.
But he's got an age, hasn't he? He must have an age.
Yeah, but you can't tell. He looks age. You can't guess his age.
He's right. Are you suggesting on national radio that Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox...
No, it's their friends.
Oh, right, those ones. Yeah, fair enough.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
Jennifer particularly was playful by placing a hand on her friend's cheek and puckered up for the cameras. Banter.
Right. You know? So she had a cheek and presumably lips on show there.
Yeah, indeed.
So, again, you'd be able to tell an age from that.
You can tell that there's some development there. And also, Jennifer thought this is the best one. She wore a plunging black top and emanated a golden glow.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Is this like radiation? It's like the old Ready
What are they
advert.
Eating? What are they eating? Do you know what I mean?
I mean...
It probably says it in the story if they're out for dinner.
They do, yeah.
I bet it was just some kale or something.
Yeah, it's a bowl of green.
Hollywood way. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you're absolutely right. There's no story there at all, is there?
Nope, it's a good...
Two friends go for dinner, the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're literally
They're in the show friends. So...
Oh, that is good.
And one of them's glowing.
Maybe that is the...
Gunther. Gunther's glowing.
One...
No, is that stupid? Obviously, Gunther served them.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, that would have been a story if they'd gone to the restaurant where Gunther, the actor playing Gunther, is now a genuine waiter.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been a slight story.
They have a table on permanent reserve.
But that's not what happened, so it's not. What else have you got, Reese, in your showbiz bag?
Kate Upton, the model, has fallen off a rock, and the publication from which I took the show has decided to give us the seediest, most in-depth analysis of the situation in which a model who was doing a topless shot and was therefore her hands were too busy covering her how am I going to say this word in
well doing tabloid ease if you like
in
her assets
that'll do
that's
yep.
A tabloid version of that, isn't it?
Yep. She was too busy covering them to balance, so she's fallen off a rock. And in this story, it's as the skirt slipped down, revealing her bare bum in the process, the photographer tried to grab her.
Oh dear, that's not going to end well.
It's like someone out of Mills and Boone, it's horrible.
So she was doing, I don't know who Kate Upton is.
Yeah, which one's Kate Upton? That was my question.
So she's a model.
She is a model.
A model.
Right.
Is she generally a topless model or just a model that was doing a revealing shoot? I get confused.
It was a daring shoot for Sports Illustrated in Aruba.
Right.
What's that got to do with sport?
Well, she jumped up. Maybe she, the move from the rock was a sporty leap.
Yeah,
it's hard to tell.
It's okay though, because Kate emerged from the water smiling and laughing while the concerned crew members checked she was okay.
Oh, did they?
Again, a 15-line story that could have been done in 4 lines.
Yeah,
very, very showbiz.
And again, not even a story.
No, definitely not.
To be brutally honest,
I mean, she wasn't injured. Apparently, other than some wet hair. Yeah, leaving her hair soaked, but otherwise uninjured. So
wet hair is not an injury. If you're
I suppose in her line of work, wet hair's probably going to set her back half an hour, but I'm not sure it's A&E worthy.
What else have you got? Much as I think we could talk about that massive story all day.
Charlotte Hawkins?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Strictly Come Dancing, apparently. Oh. She will marry Brendan Cole in romantic Strictly Come Dancing Jive, and her husband has given her permission to do so.
She's already married. What?
She's from Good Morning Britain.
That's it. She's the newsreader on Good Morning Britain, I believe. And she's on Strictly.
Piers Morgan one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, and she's on Strictly, but she's going to marry someone. What?
They're going to incorporate a 90-second, too long, wedding into their jive, giving you another reason not to watch.
I see.
But she's already married to Piers Morgan.
I see. So this is just a bit of a PR spin.
And the story is her husband is okay with it.
Right.
I mean, her husband's probably concentrating on the paycheck, but you know, he's also okay for her to faux marry.
Right.
Brendan Cole.
Is the curse of Strictly, isn't it? That's a thing.
Yes, of course. And where people always have it off with their dance partners, even if they're already in relationships. Yeah. Not that we're suggesting Charlotte Hawkins has.
No, but she's marrying
this
man.
She's marrying him.
Yeah. So that suggests maybe
she's very religious and she's marrying him so she can
fool around with him.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll incorporate the consummation of that marriage into a dance.
Another 90 seconds.
Another 90 seconds.
Optimistic again. But that could be it. Maybe this is a whole new, you know, because I don't know how well Strictly's doing. It's probably doing all right. But, you know, sex sells. Mm. So if they want to start bringing in that. And also the whole thing in the news today about bringing in more sex education lessons for children at school. Uh-huh. And how that's going to, you know, has statistically in the past helped with teenage pregnancy and all this kind of stuff. Mm. Obviously, Strictly is very popular among that demographic, so why not incorporate sex education in Strictly?
The title's already there as well.
Especially now Brucey's gone. Especially now Brucey's gone, because it won't be weird.
No, that would have been weird. Admittedly, if he was just going, nice to see that, like, that would have been odd.
Make sure you pinch your top and then roll it down.
Come dancing.
It would have been.
There we go.
Would have been a sight to see. But sadly, Bruce is not with us, so let's assume that's not going to happen. Reese, thank you for bringing us.
Spiraled off that, hasn't it?
The gift of showbiz once again.
No worries.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. A pleasure always.
I mean, you could have done the whole nice to see you one.
Well, I could have.
Because it is always nice to see Reese and to see him nice.
I agree. Anyway, coming up on the programme, more things. We're going to be talking Philip Hammond. Should he be tried for treason? There are elements of the right-wing press that certainly think so, so we're going to find out what evidence we need and then try him for treason on the programme before 4 o'clock. There's the big debate at 3. A man called Khan. Hi, Khan.
Hello.
We'll be in a lift with all the messages we get from the haters on social media and text and so forth. And he'll read that out as it travels downwards through the building, the feature we call condescending. There's still time to hate us if you want to be included in that. Now, on the way then, a made-up news story to confuse those listening but not closely enough. The bulletin is on the way with Victoria. It will contain a news lie, but we need a headline hijacker. Someone's been picked from all of the ones that have been sent in. What's the name of the person? Cornelius.
Jonathan.
Right. And where's Jonathan from? Dave.
Abersock.
Abersock. Mm. Where's that?
That's an ABBA convention, isn't it?
Wales.
Right. Jonathan, Welsh Jonathan in Abersock. You are today's headline hijacker. And it's all on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Friday.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate. The creamy yumminess begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember, you're still in the supermarket. Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Free the joy!
There's no need to scream and shout if your plumbing's gone right up the spout.
There's a local hero for that.
If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike oil in your back garden.
It doesn't come for free. But at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Weinstein faces another rape allegation. Segregation at Islamic school is unlawful. And a tribute to Linkin Park frontman.
Talk Radio.
A fourth woman has accused Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of rape. US actress Rose McGowan also claims Amazon studio boss Roy Price ignored her when she made allegations against the movie mogul. Mr. Price has now been suspended. American producer and director Brett Morgan says Hollywood is beginning to change.
I think what we're experiencing now is the inevitable changing of the tide. It's long overdue. I mean, it's decades overdue. And I think that it's an essential purge.
Judges have ruled an Islamic faith school's policy of segregating boys from girls is unlawful sex discrimination. The Al Hijra school in Birmingham keeps boys and girls aged 9 to 16 apart for all lessons, breaks, school clubs and trips for religious reasons. Stephen Evans is from the Secular Society.
Under some interpretations and manifestations of Islam, women are very much treated as inferior to men as second-class citizens. There is also things going on within this school, which is important. There were library books that were promoting violence towards women and inequality between men and women.
The High Court has ordered the body of Moore's murderer Ian Brady be disposed of with no music and no ceremony. The 75-year-old serial killer's body has been in storage ever since his death in May. Travel companies and the government are taking action against holidaymakers who make false illness claims, warning they're pushing up prices for the rest of us. Claims are up 500% since 2013, even though sickness in resorts is actually down. And an episode of Carpool Karaoke starring Chester Bennington, recorded days before his death, has been released in tribute to the singer. The 23-minute clip was released with the permission of the family of the Linkin Park frontman. He can be seen laughing and joking with the group while driving around LA, blasting out some of their best-selling hits.
Can you name any of their best-selling hits?
Yes.
Go on.
For some reason, I want to say Cruel. That's probably not one. Crawling. Numb.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I used to listen to them a lot when I was, but I don't even know if I was a teenager. Yeah. Yeah, a youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Good, good, good pop knowledge.
In the end.
Yes.
Yeah. In the end, yeah. Good tune. We've played that on here, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One step closer.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
In around an hour and a half, Victoria will be here with today's edition of Bonus News. Now, we do this because the bulletins are a third shorter than they used to be. Victoria gets paid the same, don't you, Victoria?
Yes, John.
Yep. And so the time must be made up, otherwise it wouldn't be fair. And so Bonus News is where we celebrate all that's happening in the worlds of animals, vegetables and minerals. Today, we bring you mineral news. If you are a fan of minerals and you're wondering what's going on in the world of them, then you keep it on Talk Radio. You don't get that kind of information anywhere else, I can tell you.
There's a reason why.
Yes, there is. Let's not dwell on it. So, also today, live music on the programme as we bring you a busker. It's our busker sessions. We will be serenading you into the weekend with music. It's what we do on a Friday. It's how we do things. Plus, some request Friday. If you have a request, not music request, we can't really play a lot of music, because we're a talk radio station. But for a speech or a talk, then you can get in touch with us and we will do that for you and drag it out of the archive. And we know people like to talk along with them on a Friday. If you're driving or whatever, roll the windows down, talk along with your favourite speech. Who doesn't love that to get you into the weekend vibe? 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's national as well.
I thought you'd forgotten.
No.
Warm and bright in the southeast, but cloudy with rain elsewhere, highs of 19 degrees.
And now here's
Ian Williams
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. Maurizio Pochettino says Pep Guardiola's comments calling Tottenham the Harry Kane team were sad and disrespectful.
You, like a manager, you must show to be above of this type of comment. It's sad. It's a comment that is not right in this football. Today we want to show respect, fair play and everything.
It comes on the same day that Kane was named Player of the Month and Manchester City boss Guardiola Manager of the Month. Tottenham face Bournemouth in TalkSport 2's live commentary game tomorrow. Meanwhile, Guardiola has revealed Sergio Aguero could be fit to face Stoke tomorrow, just 2 weeks after breaking a rib. Chelsea, meanwhile, will be without Alvaro Morata and N'Golo Kante for their trip to Crystal Palace. Finally, the ICC has given the go-ahead for a new 9-team Test League from 2019. England will be among the sides playing 6 series over 2 years, 3 home, 3 away, culminating in the World Test League Championship final. A 13-team one-day league is also planned. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally...
Yes?
Hi, John.
Hi.
Unconventional news reading.
That's how I'm doing. Okay, and finally, for the first time ever this weekend, councils.
I think this might be the fake one.
Yes. Poor Jonathan.
Poor Jonathan.
Come on.
Ignore it.
And finally, for the first time ever this weekend, councils will be allowed to issue licences to party to households which are deemed suitable. The licences will allow for later noise curfews, allowances for balloons to be attached to front garden fences, and for vomit to be strewn across pavements. Applications are now open.
Friday night's a good night for a party, isn't it?
Yep.
Indoors or outdoors?
Isn't it, though? Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Spin.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, here we go then, into the next bit of the programme. We're here till four. We've got things to fill the time and the gaps for you. Let's look through some of those things now. If you hate me or the show or anyone who works on it, then why not get involved by sending your hate in this direction? We don't ignore it, we don't block it, we don't report it to Twitter or anything. We celebrate it by handing all of the hate to Con. Hi, Con.
Hello.
He goes to the lift. He reads out all the hate as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. 87222 is our text.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some hate.
It's some hate. We've also got our end of the week quiz. Clips of things that have happened around here over the past 5 days. Can you tell us what happened next when you hear those clips? As we look back over the shoulder of the week. And yeah, live music, as I mentioned, to take us into the weekend. As we drag another busker in off the street, it's our busker sessions, literally off the street. As we serenade you into the weekend.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
Okay, then. We'll be right back. Philip Hammond. He's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. He's under fire from right-wing Conservatives. If that's not tautology, with Theresa May, she's the Prime Minister, facing calls to sack him, Philip Hammond, he's the Chancellor of the Exchequer, for failing to be sufficiently supportive of Brexit. Nigel Lawson, he's a former Chancellor of the Exchequer and still very much a senior Tory, has basically called Philip Hammond a saboteur. Nadine Dorries has called him a prophet of doom. And indeed, our very own Julia Hartley Brewer of this parish thinks that Philip Hammond should be tried for treason. She tweeted that earlier. Hammond has infuriated those pushing for a hard Brexit by saying he won't spend any money on preparing for a no-deal Brexit until the last possible moment. The Daily Mail then have branded him treacherous and a dismal defeatist, relentlessly negative Eeyore. But the last person we could really think of any particular note who had a little bit of trouble with treason was, of course, Guy Fawkes. For trying to blow up the Houses of Parliament with gunpowder. So should the same fate be foisted even on Hammond, as his critics would have it, for trying to blow up Brexit with a closed wallet? Let's find out about treason, because that's the angle the Daily Mail have gone with, certainly. Professor Helen Fenwick is Professor of Law at Durham University. She joins us now. Good afternoon, Professor Helen.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. So, the laws of treason, then, where are we with that now?
Well, the laws are out of date and need to be reformed, but under the Treason Act 1351, someone who gives aid to the king's enemies in the realm could be accused of treason. Under the Treason Felony Act 1848, someone who compels the queen to change certain measures and in certain other ways attacks the queen could also be charged with treason.
I see.
But I think it's fairly obvious that these offences would be very difficult to charge somebody with now.
Yeah, but they still exist. They still exist. It's one of those old laws that's still there, should it be needed.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those, aren't there? A lot of old laws that would be very difficult to act on in modern times. So why are they still there, Helen?
Because I suppose Parliament hasn't decided exactly what it wants to do about them. It may just not sound parliamentary time, or it's a controversial matter to actually get rid of the law and decide should anything be substituted for it using much more specific language, or, as I say, it's a matter of controversy and therefore Parliament decides to leave it. And the Obscene Publications Act is 1959, which seems to be a somewhat bizarre period of time on which to rely in order to decide to prosecute what is obscene and what is not obscene. But that hasn't been changed. Obviously, that's not quite in the same category as the laws I've just been talking about in terms of age. But nevertheless, I think it's an example of an area that Parliament has shown itself wary of getting involved with.
Yeah, but if they don't get involved, no one can, presumably. So we just sort of sweep them under the carpet if we don't really fancy these laws anymore.
That's right, unless, for example, a particular case was prosecuted and went to the European Court of Human Rights, and then Parliament might be prodded into action. But other than that, no, it would generally be up to Parliament to decide what it's going to do. And it hasn't decided yet on a reform of treason law, and I think it's time that it did. And then if Parliament did decide to do so, then we wouldn't have cause for Philip Hammond or somebody else to be actually prosecuted for treason.
Yeah.
Using the term treasonous or betraying somebody is a different matter. Because really it's just rhetoric, but actually talking about prosecution for treason is a bit pointless.
Just not going to happen. And in terms of, I mean, you mentioned the EU there, which brings us neatly to the subject, of course, that we are in fact talking about. But so in terms of treason as it stands, though, should anyone sort of march upon Philip Hammond's Downing Street house with flaming torches and try and drag him out for treachery? It has to be against the throne, the Queen or the monarch. Or is it the country?
Yes, exactly, it does. But obviously one could say that government representatives, Parliament, represent the Queen, and therefore by a stretch one could say that if something is done against the state affecting the government, such as, for example, Philip Hammond himself has considered, although it didn't occur, the possibility that Islamic clerics who supported terrorism could be tried for treason, but in fact they weren't. So that's the kind of matter that one could perhaps take into account where actual violence is involved, where someone's in effect trying to incite violence against against the state, in effect, or at least the interests of the state. So that is at least a possibility, but that has not occurred.
Right, I understand. I just wanted to talk about final question really about blasphemy, because that was a law that was of old, of course, and that did change comparatively recently, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Well, it fell into disuse and was not prosecuted, has not been prosecuted for some time, but eventually, in a fairly recent case, it was found that it had to be defined so narrowly that it basically couldn't exist. It would be very, very difficult to prosecute, and then after that, it was actually abolished by statute.
Yeah.
So it was abandoned, but it should have been abandoned some time ago.
This has just come in as well. Just while you've been talking, a tweet. We're very modern here, Helen. We've got tweets. It says, refreshing. Talk radio discussing treasonous Hammond. He absolutely, along with Teresa the appeaser, are traitors. Time for Jacob Rees-Mogg. He's added in Jacob Rees-Mogg there. And that's come from someone called Give Me My Brexit. There we go.
Yes, fine.
Helen, thank you for joining us. Professor Helen Fenwick there, Professor of Law at Durham University. Quite interesting that, isn't it?
It's great to get two mild-mannered people's opinions on it at the same time.
Yes, I think
professor in law.
Yeah.
And someone
called
on Twitter.
Give Me My Brexit.
Yes.
But it is refreshing. It's all about debate, Cornelius, as you know, and that's what we're here for.
And obviously, Julia wouldn't have said that he should be done for treason without proper research as to what treason is. So
no, she
wouldn't have just blurted that out of nowhere.
No, she's
very intelligent.
She absolutely is, and she's very honest. In fact, the Daily Mail thing as well about about treason is interesting. But it does exist in law. I mean, we've just heard that. It's not been repealed, so it is a thing. Not in this case. Anyway, 18 minutes past 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We are discussing all of the big issues. End of the week quiz on the way. We have for you three clips of things that have been happening on the programme over the past week. Can you tell us what happened next? It's our brand loyalty test. And it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio, sponsored by Time to Change, in your corner. Tonight from 10, join me, Ian Lee, for interesting conversations you don't usually hear on the radio. From haunted wardrobes to sexy robots, weather predicting horses to mental health problems. We should talk about it. One in four of us will fight a mental health problem this year. Having a mate in your corner can make all the difference. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. Search Time to Change.
You must have something I can use.
I'm afraid not, madam. Our entire fleet of private jets has been booked out. We did have 13 planes available, but now all gone.
How on earth am I supposed to get to Saint-Tropez this weekend?
Nicer problems to have. It's Friday the 13th, and EuroMillions is making 13 lucky guaranteed UK millionaires.
Not even a tiny chopper?
EuroMillions. Get your ticket for tonight's event. Only from the National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
OK, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/webuyanycar2.
Oh. Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier. Oh.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls?
Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
This weekend, England's two most successful clubs go head-to-head at Anfield on the Sky Sports Premier League channel. Liverpool and Man United battle it out in one of football's biggest rivalries. Upgrade today for this weekend's action and enjoy more top clashes, including Everton v Arsenal, Spurs v Liverpool and Man United v Spurs. Live only on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now £18 a month. Search New Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
Ooh, glad I brought a coat. Thinking ahead, Wilbur?
Huh?
Well, it's like getting home care from British Gas before winter catches you out. From only £12 a month, that's less than 40p a day. Your boiler's serviced every year. If it still breaks down, we'll fix it.
Ah!
And until 23rd of October, you get 1 month free on most home care products when you buy online. You brought the umbrella. Ah, thinking ahead. Not bad for a penguin. Stay a step ahead of winter. Search British Gas Home Care. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Southbound side of the M1 through Derbyshire, a lane closed due to an accident between 29 at Chesterfield and 28 for the A38 at Alfreton. Northbound side of the M5 through the West Midlands, a real struggle this afternoon, 3 up to 1. Hail zone up towards West Brom. A breakdown's now been recovered from in the roadworks between 2 at Albury and the A41 turnoff. And finally, through Greater Manchester, anti-clockwise side of the M60, a lane down due to a car which has broken down between 14 at the M61 and 13 at Worsley.
Get everything you need for a spooky Halloween at the Little Monster Market. Like Halloween decorations from $1.49, adult and children's Halloween costumes from $4.99, and a pumpkin carving kit, just $5.99. That's giving me goosebumps. Little, big on quality, little on price. Subject to availability, NI may vary selected stores while stocks last.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I've already been to one of those. Right, it's 22 minutes past 2 o'clock. Well, you know what, we're friends. It's 23 minutes past 2 o'clock. And you know what it's time to do now? It's time to look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back over my shoulder.
It is our brand loyalty test quiz game, if you like, where a listener comes on the radio using all the powers of recall that they can muster to tell us what happened next from a series of clips of bits of this show. It's a little Friday quiz for you. Play along yourself at home, why don't you? So, who's on the telephone? Let's find out. It's Sydney. Hello, Sydney.
How are you doing, John?
I'm very well, Sydney. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Where are you from, Sydney? Please say
Hi Wycombe.
Oh, I hope you were going to say Sydney.
Sydney, yeah.
Oh, you didn't. Never mind. Hi Wycombe,
okay,
all right.
Sydney.
Thank you. what do you do in Sydney, Sydney?
What I do, I just sit at the desk for 12 hours.
Do
every
you?
Night. Well, most nights, yeah.
Every night?
No, not quite every night, no.
What's your night desk job then?
I'm an apartment concierge.
Oh, an apartment concierge. Right. And how is? I see. I often see these people. Right. You sort of go. You say you sit there, but I mean, presumably the people who live in the apartment, they keep you busy, or do they keep themselves to themselves?
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't want to go into details, but yes.
Yeah. And what sort of things do they ask for? Just tell us the legal ones.
I can't really.
Okay, there aren't any legal ones. Yeah,
me and Cornelius have got a concierge.
There's probably, but I'll probably put my foot in it. But,
yeah,
you
know.
Sure.
No, I know. Yeah. Weirdly, Dave here and Cornelius, who live together in Sin, have a concierge.
Stratford.
near Sin. One stop along from
Sin. Yeah,
have a concierge, don't
on
you?
Central
you,
line.
Do you use the concierge?
I say hello to them on my way in and out.
That is a big part of the
building.
Job. I do a lot of hellos.
Yeah.
That's nice, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But do you use their service as a concierge? I mean, if Sydney were there, would you ask him to procure anything for you?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, like what?
I get them to do printing.
All right.
They take my parcels.
Sydney, do they tip you, Sydney?
Sorry?
Do they tip you?
Tip me.
What, just words that rhyme with your name, mate?
Tip.
No, they do not. I do not receive a penny.
That's miserable, isn't it?
Oh, it is a good question. Because what is a good gift to get a concierge at Christmas?
Cushion.
A cushion.
There we go. Yeah.
Seat cushion.
Makes sense. He's got to sit there all day.
A cushion to sit on, yeah.
Makes sense. Well, there you go. Get your concierge a cushion.
What if everyone does that?
Do we have to play the game? Can we just ask Sydney about being a concierge? It's fascinating.
Could trend cool, on Twitter. Could get your concierge a cushion. It's probably a hashtag. I think we could do that. Start a movement. Anyway, let's. Well, Sydney's there because he's not been doing anything else apart from listening to the show because he doesn't have anything else to do. So, Sydney, what we have for you are three questions. All you need to do is tell us what happened next. If you're ready to play, we shall play. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
We shall play. Here we go. Question number one, Sydney the concierge. On Monday, we spoke on this very programme to cross-party MP Magnus Turner about whether Theresa May can hold on to her position.
But I'm very happy with the way things are going.
Good. And, well, are you happy, though? I mean, are you happy with the way things are going in the Labour Party or the way things are going in the country in general? What are you happy with, Mark?
Well, I think it all amounts to the same, you know. I think wherever there's an opportunity, I'll be there, frankly.
And where is there an opportunity?
I'm no expert on Brexit, so I am hoping to get involved with the negotiations on that.
And there we go. And then
that was a lot of waffle, wasn't it?
It was a bit, but that's an MP for you, isn't it, Sydney?
Yeah.
We did enjoy, around about the time we were talking to Magnus Turner MP there, a song parody about former Tory chairman of the party, Grant Shapps. But what song did we parody with the parody? Was it A, Oh Shappy Day? Was it B, the theme from Shapps? Or was it C, What's New Pussy Shapps?
Ooh, let me think. B?
Let's find out if it was B.
Who is the man that would risk his neck to get rid of me?
Shapps!
Kenny Sacker.
Yes. Yes, it was. That actually happened. Yes, it was.
Correct. Oh, wow.
You got it right, mate. Here's question number two. Wednesday, we gave another Kickstarter project, somebody with a hope and a dream, a kick up the arse, as we invited Callum onto the programme. He's starting a gaming cafe called Plugged In. He was telling us just how he acquired a cafe.
It's a vegetarian cafe.
Right.
Called the Crimson Rhino in Aberystwyth.
The Crimson Rhino in Aberystwyth. That's a great name for a restaurant.
So I kind of want to turn this into the retro theme. So still keep the Crimson Rhino going,
yeah,
but bring the plugged-in element to it.
Right. Hang on, let's go back. Is the Crimson Rhino, is that sort of, it was already a cafe?
Yes, an established cafe. Away. It's been operating 3 years.
Yeah, it does sound like a strip club, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And funnily enough, I think there is one named the Pink Rhino.
There's a Spearmint Rhino in London. People get plugged in a very different way there. Yeah, he was telling us that, of course. But then, what word did Callum incorrectly correct me on in the next bit of conversation? Did he correct me incorrectly on the word whom? B, clientele, or C, fewer?
I'm in the hospitality section, so I think it's B.
B, let's clientele. Find out. Let's find out. Who are the clientele at the moment, then, as you've just taken it over?
The clientele, well...
You're absolutely right. You got the point. That's 2 out of 3. Oh, actually, let's check that. Cornelius is keeping score. Is that 2 out of 3?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your final question, then. This week, it was announced that Egg no longer has salmonella in it. Here's how we covered that story. So what we thought we'd do is find out whether or not eggs are safe to eat.
Right.
By feeding you, the assistant producer Harry, an egg. But it is runny, but in the sense that it's not even cooked.
No.
It is a raw egg.
Why would it be cooked?
Right, so.
All right, I'm going to go for the yolk.
Oh, my God. I actually feel sick. That's not nice at all. That's really horrible. It was horrible. I can vouch for that. But then, what else did we make Harry eat after a suggestion from a listener, Sydney? Did we say he had to eat A, the shell, B, eat the chicken that the egg came from raw, or C, a whole raw full English breakfast? Which did he eat next?
I'm going to go for A.
The shell, let's find out.
Someone suggested you eat the shell as well.
Come on then, give me the
shell.
Because
that doesn't have... Are you really?
I have the shell, come on.
Oh! What is wrong with you? And then he was ill later. Anyway,
he's
so
dead now, of
course. He's dead. Harry,
he's dead now. He's a trooper. Yeah, he was
a trooper.
But yeah, well, no, I think you got that right. So over to Cornelius.
Well, three.
You got three. Congratulations, Cindy. You got three. Well done, Sydney. Back to your cushionless chair with you, but taking victory. The sweet smell of victory. Sit on that.
Thank you.
Concierge there. Right, still to come on the programme. Today, work experience punditry. In the next half an hour, we'll invite our work experience Katie in here. Katie, we'll be looking at films for you for the weekend. There's the big debate at three. And live music on the programme in the last half an hour with our busker sessions, quite literally dragging buskers in from the streets of London to play for you. All of that, all of the highlights, all of the least worst bits of the programme, including special bonus material, including a news in haiku that was deemed unfit for broadcast, for reasons that will become clear when you hear it, available on our podcast, which you can find at iTunes or talkradio.co.uk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 2:30, Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. The boss of Amazon Studios has been suspended after claims he ignored allegations Harvey Weinstein raped an actress. Rose McGowan says she told Roy Price about the attack over and over. Price is also facing a separate harassment claim himself, while Weinstein is denied non-consensual sex. The deputy entertainment editor at the Metro, Emma Kelly, has told Talk Radio lawyers have been drafted in to deal with other accusations.
Women who are accusing other high-profile people in Hollywood of similar behaviour. And I think it's just that Harvey Weinstein now is one of the biggest to be accused of these crimes, and now people are sitting up and taking notice whether that's going to be the end of the casting couch. I mean, we can only hope, but it's so deeply ingrained in Hollywood that it's just the tip of the iceberg.
A judge has ruled the policy of segregating girls and boys at an Islamic faith school in Birmingham amounts to unlawful discrimination. The Court of Appeals ruling could affect others with similar policies. A teenager accused of trying to detonate a bomb on a London Underground train at Parsons Green station has appeared at the Old Bailey via video link. Ahmed Hassan Mohammed Ali from Sunbury-on-Thames will stand trial next year. A 17-year-old girl has been sexually assaulted by three different men within an hour as she walked home from a night out in East London. Police believe she may have been drugged before the incident in Bethnal Green last month. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has insisted the UK must agree to its financial obligations to the EU before Brexit talks can move on. Number 10, Sir Theresa May has made it clear the UK would honour its commitments. And travel firms are joining up to crack down on bogus sickness claims made by British holidaymakers. Tour operators say it's costing them £240 million a year. The weather warm and bright in the southeast, cloudy with rain elsewhere, highs of 19 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
Yes, there is. And then there's more news in 1 hour from now, where Victoria's bonus news will rear its minerally head. There's not enough room in the news for everything. Clearly, she has to whittle it down to what she considers to be the main stories. But that means that things get left behind. To quit animal, vegetable and mineral news, because that's everything else, it covers everything off. Today we bring you mineral news. Victoria, have you begun your research?
I'm shaking my head.
Yes, you are. I'm taking that as a no. That's all right, though. It's not on for an hour.
Good.
So you've got some time.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it?
No.
All right. All on the way, work experience punditry. We'll talk about films for the weekend next.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio. It's going to be all about mysteries on The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes. We're going to be talking about the mysteries of the sun. We'll be talking about the mysteries of the human mind with a mind reader. Plus, we'll talk about the mysteries of overcoming human limitations, something I've been trying to do for years. There'll be much more on the night, too. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, before we move over to the movies for you, to tell you what you should be watching at the weekend, it is, of course, Friday. That means, round these parts, it's some Request Friday. It's like all Request Friday on Radio 2, but on Radio 2, they play music requests because they're a music radio station. We're not allowed to do that. We're a talk radio station. The clue is in the name, Talk Radio. Duh. But our licence doesn't allow us to play music particularly. right? So we invite you to make requests and dedications for speeches and talks that you might like. Now, it's the weekend, so you're probably thinking, what I really would like to hear is a TED talk or something, or just something I know all the words to, like a classic hit speech, a banging anthem, a banthem. And you're thinking, oh, I just want a speech anthem, a spanthem.
A spanthem.
And you want,
Friday spanthem.
Yeah, and you might want to talk along with it. You know, wind the windows down. Have a talk along with it.
Or just like mouth along, like lip sync.
Lip sync.
Along, yeah.
Lip sync speeches. We should do that, because they do it with music, and that's popular. Why don't we do speech lip syncing?
All right, let's do it. Channel 5.
Or
I'll take
Carpool's speechy-okey.
Yeah. Where you just talk along with
We just get people that have done really good speeches and we drive them somewhere.
Yeah, and do
and
their speech
we all
them,
speech along, speak along to their speeches.
This is a great idea.
And they also do speeches of famous speeches which they like.
Yeah, exactly.
But we should do it on one of those bike taxis. Sort of like a rickshaw.
Oh,
like
yeah, rickshaw. When there's eight of you and you all have to pedal. They do it on the end of the road.
Yeah, like a beer. They drink is a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
The beer one,
it literally only happens on this road, so no one familiar with this road would have ever seen that.
Yes.
But anyway, food for thought, or beer for thought.
Beer for speech.
Anyway, this has come in. Anyway, so get in touch with us if you'd like to hear a speech. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any speech you like.
Good afternoon, John and the team. I ran to work this morning, but I forgot my change of clothes and my wallet, so now I smell and no one will buy me lunch because I upset our office manager yesterday. It's not my fault she has bunions. Could you please throw on the opening monologue from Ferris Bueller's Day Off while I practice my sincere face so that one of the divs I work with will lend me a fiver? And that's come in. Thanks very much, Sandy in Toxvig. Well, Sandy, yes, we will for you. We've dug it out of the archive just for you.
Never been to Toxvig.
It's such lovely. It's in Scandinavia. Mm. The opening monologue from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Incredible. One of the worst performances of my career, and they never doubted it for a second. How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this? This is my ninth sick day this semester. It's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. If I go for 10, I'm probably going to have to barf up a lung. So I better make this one count. The key to faking out the parents is the clammy hands. It's a good non-specific symptom. I'm a big believer in it. A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a dead lock, but you get a nervous mother, you could wind up in a doctor's office. That's worse than school. You fake a stomach cramp, and when you're bent over, moaning and wailing, you lick your palms. It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.
And there you go, the opening of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, especially for Sandy in Toxvig there. And also you got a bit of a music bonus, to be fair, with that, because you got some Zig Zig Sputnik, Love Missile F-111, underneath that as well, which is obviously from the film. So it's sort of two-in-one for you there. If you've got a speech or request dedication that you'd like, you know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter. Now, we're going to be talking films for you after Traffic and Travel, but Katie's here. She's our work experience. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Now, you have been dragged away from your photocopier.
I have
to which you were chained earlier, like a sort of work experience hostage.
Rather uncomfortably, but I'm away now, it's okay.
Yep, so you're in here, gonna get real world experience by, and you know that we've told you it's a leg up into the industry.
Yes.
Now. You know that's a lie.
Yes.
It's just that you're free. You know, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going to take Traffic and Travel, but what are we going to be talking about? Let's have a little, something to look forward
to. Okay, we're going to be talking about Blade Runner 2049 as our cinema film.
Yep.
Wonder Woman's come out on DVD this week.
Yes.
And then you can catch Romeo and Juliet on the TV this weekend. So a bit of a mix.
All right, bit of a mix with Katie. Coming up after Traffic and Travel, you're listening to Talk Radio. It's a Friday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Now TV's on the ball. Streaming Liverpool v Man United live tomorrow. With a sensational Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Can you believe it? So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV today.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
When you run your own business, being in the right place at the right time can make all the difference. And as the UK's number one commercial vehicle brand, we understand this too. That's why at the Ford Transit Show live event, we'll give you a free sat-nav when you purchase a new commercial vehicle, so your business can be in the right place at the right time, every time. Visit your nearest Ford dealer between the 7th and 15th of October. Ford. Together, we go further.
The free entry-level satellite navigation system available across the Transit range, excluding base and Tourneo series vehicles, to be contracted between the 7th and 15th of October 2017 and registered between the 7th of October 2017 and 30th of June 2018. Offer available to retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating Ford dealers, not available with any other promotions.
TradePoint. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new TradePoint catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Chelsea, Tottenham and Burnley all to win was 7-2, now 5-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-2, more 5-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London-bound side of the M4 through Berkshire, very slow due to an accident. Traffic's been held between 13 at Cheveley and 12 at Teale for the A4. The westbound side of the M180 through Lincolnshire, lane closed due to repairs taking place between 3 at Scunthorpe and 2 at Gainsborough for the A161. And finally, to the southbound side of the M1 through Derbyshire, a lane closed due to an accident. Traffic queuing between 29 at Chesterfield and 28 for the A38 at Alfreton. I'm Stephen Beach.
Get everything you need for a spooky Halloween at the Little Monster Market. Like Halloween decorations from $1.49, adult and children's Halloween costumes from $4.99, and a pumpkin carving kit, just $5.99. That's giving me goosebumps. Little, big on quality, little on price. Subject to availability, NI may vary selected stores while stocks last.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, welcome along. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in that afternoon, what I just mentioned then. That's the afternoon talk. It's the Talk Radio that it is in. A lot of news going on, of course. More and more horrific, nasty things are coming out about Harvey Weinstein. Now there are implications of other Hollywood big names involved in a very similar way. They haven't quite been named yet. Juncker says that Brexit talks are progressing more slowly than they like that's news. Philip Hammond, the treacherous Chancellor of the Exchequer, copyright the Daily Mail, says the underlying economy is robust. There's a lot going on in the news today. There's all sorts of things going on, of course. And it's very complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't you worry, because we're here to help each and every time you think it's just got all a little bit too much. We take the news, we run it through Japanese poetry. It's all about the syllables. It breaks it down, makes it easier to digest. It's the news in haikus.
Trump to drop the bomb on Iran nuclear deal, because who needs peace?
The news in haiku. So welcome along then. If you're joining us for the first time, what you get now is a roundup of your films for the weekend. We do it via work experience punditry. Katie is with us. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Doing work experience, and here she is in the studio getting real experience of broadcasting. It's film reviewing. What are we going to start with, Katie?
So we're going to start with Blade Runner 2049, which came out last Friday and quickly went to number one in the box office. It took close to 6 million over the first weekend.
It hasn't done well globally, though, interestingly, has it?
It did really well in the UK, but in America they were really disappointed with it, so I'm not too sure, if I'm honest, why it hasn't.
From what I read, I haven't seen it, so we'll take no spoilers, thank you. But I think it was to do with demographics, because it's not geeky, but it's got that air of, oh, it's sci-fi. So the demographics of, I don't know whether it's young people who haven't seen the first one, certainly not many women have gone to see it, it seems, in America at least.
Yeah,
but critically, it's done amazingly.
Yeah, that's the reason I went to see it, because the reviews were so good and everyone was talking about it and raving about it at number one. But I was hesitant because I hadn't seen the first one.
Does it matter?
I don't think so. I think it stands alone enough. I mean, I went with the knowledge roughly of what happens, but I didn't know the plot. Yeah. I just knew about the humans and the replicants and the base.
And also, I must ask you that question, because obviously that's been written about, but as a woman, did you find it alienating, as some of the reports have suggested? In this day and age, it sounded very sexist to me. Yeah. What did you think?
I didn't find that as the standout feature, but I think I was more taken by, I don't normally watch sci-fi, so I was very drawn into that and seeing how they do it, because that's not something I'd normally watch, and I find like the cinematography of that amazing. So not obviously, but then my next film, Wonder Woman, I'm going to rave about reasons. So perhaps.
Well, let's have a clip of Blade Runner first, as we are talking about. So this is Blade Runner 2049.
There is an order to things. That's what we do here. We keep order. The world is built on a wall that separates kind. Tell either side there's no wall. You bought a war.
And it's Ryan Gosling, it's Harrison Ford, of course. And as we were saying, the reviews, there have been reviews that call it the best film in the world ever. People say it's the best film ever.
I don't know if I'd go that far. It's good, but and it's rather long. I don't know if I'd rush to watch it again. It's 163 minutes.
That is
so it's quite a trek.
Yeah. But overall, I mean,
overall, I'd recommend
you
it.
You are recommending it.
Recommend
all right, okay. Well, for time, if nothing else, let's move on to the one you are going to rave about then.
Yes. Okay. So coming out on DVD this week was Wonder Woman. So her character had featured before in the 2016's Batman versus Superman film, but this was the first Wonder Woman film by itself, and it was raved about globally just because it's your first female superhero, comic superhero of that kind, led by a heroine. It was still criticised to an extent how far it kind of carried the feminist torch because of outfits at some point, and she eventually meets the guy that she works with. So they were saying it was undermined a little bit. But for me, to have a female action hero was a massive deal. And so I was a big fan of the film.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's have a clip of Wonder Woman.
What is your mission?
Well, here's the thing. You are in more danger than you think. The boys in the trenches called her Dr. Poison. Millions would die. The war would never end.
I'm going, Mother. If you choose to leave, you may never return. Who will I be if I stay?
I haven't seen this either. But I mean, do you know what? I get fairly confused and bogged down with the whole superhero world. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like the Marvel universe or the DC universe or whatever. This is DC, isn't it?
Yes.
But I'm not that geeky. So I'll watch them as standalone films. But all of the back references and all that stuff mean nothing to me, Katie. I just sort of go, yeah, fighty, shooty thingy. and then I just go, But Wonder Woman, I mean, I remember the original TV series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
back in the day.
It's an age thing.
Yeah, I realise that. Yeah, yeah. But it was always criticised for skimpy costumes, wasn't it? So how did they got around the it's a feminist film, yet here she is with boobs out?
Well, that was where some of the criticism lied, because people were saying that, you know, they've got so far to have a female lead role, but that it was still undermined by her costumes and things like that. But to an extent, I think part of the point is that they should be able to look over that. You're not meant to be paying attention to that. That's the attire that she's always had.
Yeah.
You're meant to be paying attention to her as a heroine saving people from this war. And just that's what she's always worn. So I think you either choose to watch it and focus on that, and then that's your own taking from the film, or you focus on her as a character.
Yeah.
And she's a really strong, impressive female. So.
And it had a female director as well.
Yes, it did as well. And so won lots of awards on that basis as well.
Yeah. And and script-wise?
Yes.
I mean, does it, you know, run into the same old superhero clichés, given that it is a feminist icon-y thing? You know, is it still sort of quite shooty, fighty?
A little bit. One of her skills is lassoing, so I guess so in that sense. It kind of follows the same line, but I think maybe that's good, because then it is a mimic saying that she can do what the male characters can do, instead of being like she has to use different tools and things, if that makes sense.
Have you seen Kingsman Golden Circle?
I have not.
That is excellent. It's very good.
The
first one was very good. But it just doesn't care. And the only reason I mention that is because of lasso. There's a lassoing in that. Oh. There's some quite spectacular lassoing.
Oh.
So if you're a fan of lassoing,
then go to see
then
that.
Then go to see that. I mean, there's a bit of an old scene. They filmed something at the Glastonbury Festival, and that's a weird scene.
What?
Really? I mean, I'm serious.
What?
They filmed something at the Glastonbury Festival.
What film?
Kingsman Golden Circle.
I don't remember that, and I was there.
I know Bridget Jones filmed at Glastonbury.
Were you? I don't remember. I didn't know I was in all these films.
Yeah. Oddly, you're not featured.
Am I not?
Not really.
Do I not get a credit?
No, you're thinking of Ice Age with the sloth.
No,
and it's eyes that look in different directions.
Okay,
that's what you are.
I will.
Sid the Sloth from Ice Age.
There's several Ice Age films.
Yeah,
that's an impressive.
But he does look like him, doesn't he? Don't you think? He does look like him.
No comment.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Thank
a yes.
Katie.
That's
a no, and then followed by another word.
Yeah,
that is a comment for the word no.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. So Wonder Woman DVD. Do people still have DVDs?
I don't buy DVDs.
Does anybody?
Well, they're still making them, so I'm guessing so.
Right.
Anyone here?
It's all the internet now,
isn't it? It's on the internet
as
well.
Oh, get it on the internet web.
Okay, finally then, what film do we look forward to over the weekend?
I am recommending Romeo and Juliet. So it's a kids' film from 2011, and I really like it because I have fond memories. I saw it with my family in Norfolk.
Yeah.
But we saw it in a tiny cinema where you could hear the screen next door, so we could hear the action film next door throughout.
Can you remember what was playing?
I can't. It was 2011.
I mean, look up the release date, Romeo and Juliet, because there'll be something.
There was an action film at the same time, so I'm looking forward to watching it without the car scenes that were going on in whatever that film was. But yeah, it's exactly what Shakespeare imagined.
Could have been Thor, Sucker Punch, Green Lantern, In Time, The Raid, X-Men First Class, Pirates of the Caribbean, Drive, Captain America.
I'm going to say X-Men.
There we go.
I feel like it would have been X-Men.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So you can watch it without the sound of X-Men. And I think when Shakespeare wrote Romeo and Juliet, he was just really envisaging these gnomes from neighbouring gardens.
I mean, I haven't seen this. I do, actually, weirdly, I do have a copy of it.
On DVD?
On DVD.
Wow,
people buy them still.
I've never watched it. Yeah, back when that came out, it was all the rage. But I've never watched it. I think a couple of friends of mine wrote it. I might be wrong, but I think they might have.
You're friends with William Shakespeare?
Yes!
Wow.
Well, I was born in Stratford-upon-Avon, like him, as you know, so that's why. No, that film, not the original Shakespeare. That was written by Christopher Marlowe.
One for the literature people on that show. This is Talk Radio.
All right, we're very literary around here. So, does it follow the plot of Romeo and Juliet or not?
Well, if you include lawnmower, is that the word?
Lawnmower,
not landmower. Thinking of a new invention there.
Yeah.
Lawnmower races.
It's very similar to a lawnmower, your new invention.
Yeah. apart from it maybe does other land, other surfaces.
Concrete. Shaves down your concrete. What films in films, sorry.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Yeah, there's lawnmower races and a lot of that. So, yeah, very much like the original.
Does Juliet get murdered or die?
No,
or
we have a happy ending. I'm not going to tell
spoiler!
You what.
Spoiler! Come on, Ellis, people might not know ending. Romeo and Juliet. You've just given the end away.
Well, he didn't do it very well. It wasn't very accurate. You got it completely wrong.
I think
people do know, because we have such a literary crowd listening to talk radio all of a sudden.
They're all dead. Yeah. Montagues and the Capulets. Anyway, we've got a clip from Romeo and Juliet. I imagine we probably have.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo, are we really doomed, Romeo, to never see each other again? Why must you wear a blue hat? Why couldn't it be red like my father, or green like a leprechaun, or purple like some weird guy? I mean, what's in a gnome? Because you're blue, my father sees red, and because I'm red, I'm feeling blue. Oh, at any rate, that shouldn't be the thing to keep us apart, should it?
No, it shouldn't. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, my giddy aunt, did you just hear all of that? What are you doing here?
I don't know. I came here to... Well, I don't know, I just wanted to see you again.
Are you crazy? If Dad finds you, he'll bury you under the patio.
Yeah, written by Andy Riley and Kevin Cecil.
I think that speech is a good one for your feature.
Yeah.
It's quite a strong...
Some request for
it. It would be if anyone requested it.
I'll request it.
There you go. Romeo and Juliet then, yes. It was written by Andy Riley and Kevin Cecil, that's right.
The music was by Elton John.
Yeah. Who also was in Kingsman Golden Circle.
I clearly need to watch this film.
It really does come all the way around.
I planned it.
Elton John, surprisingly, he's a potty mouth gentleman anyway, isn't he? He's very potty mouth
Elton.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. So thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome,
Katie.
Anytime.
And reviewing films for us. It's part of Work Experience Punditry. Back to the photocopier with you. Somebody chain her to it. In the next bit of the programme.
Without context from half an hour ago, that sounds really weird.
You're right, it does. Yeah. We chain the work experience to the photocopy. It's a thing. I don't know. Anyway, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate. Of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. A man will be in a lift. He's called Khan. Hi, Khan.
Hi.
As the lift travels downwards through the building, he'll be reading out the tweets and abuse and stuff we get from the haters from that lift. A feature we call Condescending. And we've got live music for you on the programme as we drag another busker in from the streets and ask them to perform for us at Microphone Point to serenade you into the weekend. It's Talk Radio Friday. I'm John Hurst.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Win up to £17,000 of kitchen and appliances. Now I've got your attention, let me tell you a little bit more. Juicen have teamed up with Quest to give away a kitchen up to the value of £17,000, including a choice of appliances. Nice. Entering couldn't be simpler. Just visit questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway until the 13th of November. Win up to £17,000 worth of kitchen with Juicen and Quest. Now that's a quest we would all love to do. questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway. Terms apply.
I found the car I'd always dreamt about. The dealer said he'd sort my credit out. I said there was no need, as the finance was agreed. Car Finance 24/7's helped me out.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
At DFS, we know how important it is to be comfy. So as the nights draw in, our craftspeople like Barbara here...
Hi.
...go all out to make sure every sofa is carefully handmade to order.
I treat every sofa that I sew as if it's coming to my house.
And she's very particular. And with Autumn Winter Collection sofas now up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit, winter's going to be very comfy indeed.
DFS. Order now for a guaranteed Christmas delivery.
Now TV's on the ball. Streaming Liverpool v Man United live tomorrow with a sensational Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Can you believe it? So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV today.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
As the nights draw in, keep the sun shining on the inside with Sunvit D3. Lack of sun during the winter months can affect some people's vitamin D status. So supplement with the Sunvit D3 range to help keep your body in balance. Selected Sunvit D3 products are certified by Informed Sport, Informed Choice and the Vegetarian Society. And vitamin D contributes to the normal function of the immune system. For details and to order, visit sunvitd3.co.uk.
Oh, Churchy, look at that snazzy new car. Like me in the glory days, before I got written off. My blinkers had that keen sparkle, and my pipes, well, don't get me started on my pipes.
Oh, no.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
Time to pass on the baton.
Churchill, depend on the dog.
Comprehensive cover only. Excludes theft claims. Exact match subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement. Upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. Welcome along. Here's Victoria. She's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fourth rape allegation against Weinstein, tube bombing court hearing, and Uber appeals license ruling.
Talk Radio.
A fourth woman has accused Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of rape. US actress Rose McGowan has also accused Amazon studio boss Roy Price of ignoring her when she made allegations against the movie mogul. Mr. Price has now been suspended. Attorney Melissa Janvier has told Talk Radio no one acted on allegations.
When you have one person come forward and then suddenly you see a pattern and then you hear, oh, well, there were rumors in the industry that he was like this, and so people sort of knew this. But nobody ever kind of said, hang on a minute, this is illegal. It's not just wrong.
An Islamic faith school in Birmingham, which separates boys and girls, has been told its policy is unlawful. The judgment from the Court of Appeal will affect other schools with the same rules. A teenager has appeared in court by video link, charged in connection with the Parsons Green tube terror attack. 30 people were injured in the bombing last month. 18-year-old Ahmed Hassan Muhammad Ali is accused of attempted murder and using the chemical compound TATP to cause an explosion likely to endanger life. He's due to enter a plea in January. The High Court has ordered the body of Moore's murderer Ian Brady to be disposed of with no music and no ceremony. The serial killer's body has been in storage since his death in May. The European Commission president has insisted the UK must agree to its financial obligations to the EU before Brexit talks can move on. Speaking in Luxembourg, Jean-Claude Juncker said the process was taking longer than expected and used this analogy to explain Brussels' problem.
If you are sitting in a bar and if you are ordering 28 beers and then suddenly some of your colleagues is leaving and he's not paying, that's not feasible. They have to pay.
Number 10 says Theresa May has made clear the UK will honour its commitments. And Uber says it hopes to continue constructive discussions with Transport for London after lodging an appeal over its licence to operate in the city. TfL decided not to renew the app-based taxi firm's permit over concerns about the safety of passengers and security. The case is expected to be heard in December.
So, really, we've only got to pay for 28 beers. I mean, that's quite cheap, isn't it?
That's
so, I don't
an
know why.
Analogy, not the literal situation.
Oh, wasn't listening.
I know.
Apologies.
Mind you,
beer is quite expensive in Europe, isn't it? So, 28 beers could be running
actually,
to the
I think
millions.
It's probably cheaper than in London.
I don't know. Not in Reykjavik, is that? You're not really in New York. Anyway, thanks, Victoria, very much for the news. That was really... you got the weather, haven't you?
Yeah,
here it comes.
Finished.
There we go.
Talk Radio National
and
Weather.
And international, good.
It's not international.
No, it's national. It's great, isn't it? Okay. It's going to be a nice weekend, is that right?
Yeah, warming up.
Well, and that's because of...
storms?
Hurricane, isn't it? There's a hurricane.
Yes, John. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about right now weather. So warm and bright in the southeast, cloudy with rain elsewhere, highs of 19 degrees.
Yeah, it's going to get up to 22, 23 over the weekend in some areas due to the effects of Hurricane Ophelia, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you do the weather forecast?
I will if you pass it over.
No, I've just done it.
All right. So now here's Ian Williams.
Yes.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where
the trade go. I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. Malky Mackay has been placed in temporary charge of Scotland for their friendly against the Netherlands on November the 9th. The former Norwich and Cardiff boss replaces Gordon Strachan, who stepped down yesterday. Meanwhile, Ronald Koeman says he's not surprised his name has been linked with the Dutch job, but isn't interested and wants to stay at Everton. Mauricio Pochettino has criticised Pep Guardiola for his comment, calling Tottenham the Harry Kane team. Speaking at his press conference this afternoon, the Spurs boss described it as sad and disrespectful.
He's a great manager. He's one of the best managers in the world. Why? That comment, that doesn't help him. Not good thing for anyone, you know?
It comes as Kane was today named Premier League Player of the Month and Guardiola Manager of the Month. Finally, new plans have been announced for a 9-team international Test Cricket League. Birmingham City versus Cardiff City. Live and exclusive on TalkSport tonight from 7 p.m.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport. That's the latest sport. No, hello? Hello? Hello, hello, that's the latest sports news. You have to say that at the end. Okay, no, no. Perhaps he hasn't finished. Perhaps this is just, he's just having a break.
I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon.
That'll do. That powered by Talk Sport. Thank you, Ian. He just forgot, didn't he? He forgot to do his sign-off. That's no good. That's breaking with protocol. I'm going to have to send a message to HR. Right, in the next bit of the programme... Well, I'm going to tell you what's in the next bit of the programme in a minute. I'll just do it in a minute.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. This is your life. This is your life. Spending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. So, still to come then, it is Some Request Friday. You can request speeches and talks as dedications or requests for yourself or loved ones. Can't play music, but we can bring you talking. That's what our licence says. It's Talk Radio. The clue is in the name. We've got live music, though. We can bring you that. Today's busker session. As we get a busker, we drag them off the streets and get them to perform for us. As part of us serenading you into the weekend. We've got all the hates from the haters that we've been sent on text or tweet or social media, whatever it might be. Cornelius will be taking them to the lift very shortly. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
Con will grip them in his tiny little hands and read them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. It is a feature we call Condescending. It's time for the big debate. And so, as you've been hearing in the news with Victoria, an Islamic faith school in Birmingham is guilty of sex discrimination. In other news, a bear was seen going into a densely wooded area earlier with some toilet paper. I've just checked, it was a bear and not a chimpanzee. In 2016, Ofsted put this school in special measures and said that its policy of segregation was discriminatory under the 2010 Equality Act. The High Court initially backed the school, but on appeal, the appeal court ruled that it was wrong to teach the pupils separately and make them walk down separate corridors, which is what they were doing. As far as I can see, the school should actually be grateful of this ruling, because now the whole school children can identify as any gender they like thing has burrowed its way into the mainstream. The school would have actually had to build extra corridors for children who weren't sure what they were. So in anything, it's saved them money, hasn't it? Now, on the line, having called Talk Radio on a telephone, good afternoon, Brigadier. Brigadier Sunbeam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling up, Brigadier. Always good to have a titled person on the programme. We look forward to it.
Yes, it's good for security also.
Yeah. Now, you heard me say the word burrowed, I know, in that little piece there. And what is it about burrows that you don't like?
Well, when you take all the things that burrow and consider them.
Yep.
There's earthworms.
Yep.
Voles.
Voles.
Wombles.
Wombles.
Insurgents.
Yes.
Clowns.
Yep.
TV celebrity chefs and rabbits.
Yes.
And I think everyone can agree that all of these things together pose a clear and distinct threat to British society.
So you're...
They henceforth...
Yes.
And even henceforth revoke their right to burrow and deserve to be exposed to the full glare of complete and utter military annihilation.
Right. So what you're calling for is military transparencies in that we make the ground transparent with bombs.
Everything transparent with bombs. It's simply complete and utter military annihilation. That's my basic point.
Point. So yes. Okay, so is it the burrows themselves, or is it them what burrow that you consider to be the problem? Are you being tough on burrows or tough on the causes of burrows?
Both.
Right.
Burrows harbour things.
Yes.
And I don't like things that harbour.
Well, hang on.
Things.
So do harbours. So what about them?
So do harbours. They can go too.
Right. Okay. Well, let's look.
Of course, burrows and harbours. But I prefer to focus on burrows.
Yes. I think we'll save harbours for another day. That's not a bad one.
Yes.
Let's bring in Algernon, who's called up as well. Good afternoon, Algernon.
Yes. Hello, John. Hello.
Hello. Thanks very much for calling. Now, you've heard what Brigadier...
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
You heard what Brigadier Sunbeam has said there. He's calling for the annihilation of boroughs and them what burrow. Totally.
That's disgusting language. Disgusting rhetoric. I would never want to hear such filth on the radio.
Well, you just have. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to counteract his argument with my own.
Go on, then.
Well, I'm very pro burrows. I've got multiple burrows all across the country, which I have dug myself, and I use them as cheap holiday homes.
Right. So, okay, look. Let's just stop. You're a fan of burrow. Are you agreeing with the government here? The government, of course, have said again. Let's get the figures.
I think they said 40,000 more burrows by the end of the year.
That is exactly what they've said. The government.
Yes.
And this is, of course, rehoming of animals, right? And the idea is that some animals, there aren't enough burrows to go around. Burrows are very expensive. You've got to take animals out. If you're going to rehome them, you're going to put them in what, houses? Is that what we're looking at?
If you take animals out of the burrows, there's more room for people like myself to enjoy them, which I'm pro that, but I think animals and humans can coexist within burrows.
Right.
We can all enjoy them.
So you're pro burrow. You're part of the pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What about this, though? What do you say to this? Brigadier Sunbeam, come back in here. Isn't it, that anyone can dig a burrow, right? You can do it. No background checks.
Absolutely.
Right? Anyone can just go and buy a burrow and dig it over the counter, buy a spade over the counter and just dig a burrow. No background checks at all. Should there be stricter controls for those who could dig burrows in the first place?
Absolutely. I mean, look at those who've dug burrows in the past. I mean, look at the Wombles. They were a terrorist organisation that liked to call themselves Wombling Freedom Fighters.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were particularly fond of using homemade bombs made from things others simply left behind.
Yeah, which was other bombs.
And many of these bombs were, of course, ineffectual, such as the ones made from cabbage leaves and bits of old newspaper. But that didn't prevent them from naming themselves after communists.
Right.
And this is the thin end of the wedge, a wedge that begins with hippies and ends in a massive chunk of dribbling chaos.
Right. So should we then... Let's look back to the 80s with the burrow mines. This is when, you know, they used to start with burrows, but a big... What is a mine? It's a big burrow, isn't it? And Mrs. Thatcher wanted to close them, and then there were those riots involving the police versus rabbits. And we don't want to see the likes of that again, do we?
Of course, no, it's silly that Mrs. Thatcher did that, because of course everyone knows Downing Street has a network of burrows underneath it for use as emergency bunkers.
Yes. So what do you
want? Why did she close?
So are you saying we should fill that with rabbits?
Hypocrite!
Are you saying we should fill emergency bunkers with rabbits because there aren't enough burrows to go round?
I wasn't saying that, but I suppose I am saying it now.
Well, you are now. Okay, let's look at the figures.
No. Just send in two para and a few divisions. Sweep and clear. Sweep and clear.
Right.
It's a matter of rigid training and ramrod discipline when it comes to rabbits.
Right. How many people have died as a direct result of Burrows? I'm going to tell you the figure. It's none. And that's still too many, isn't it? Brigadier.
A nun? A nun died in a burrow?
Not a nun, no.
People have lost limbs.
Yeah.
That's
not
nearly
the same
dying.
As dying.
Okay,
how, not the same as dying.
How many burrows, though? Yes or no, Algernon?
Oh, yes.
Brigadier, some...
No. No, absolutely not.
Should people have some kind of burrow breeding program? So rabbits breed, but if you want more burrows, and I know you don't, Brigadier, but Algernon is calling for it, if you want more burrows in the ground, eventually it's going to take up all of the ground, isn't it? So if you if you've got a back garden and you've got a spare area, and because people take rescue burrows home now from rescue burrow centres. And have them at home and have their own burrows. But what I'm saying is, if you put all burrows in the ground and you have more and more of them, it's going to get rid of the ground because it's a hole. But your argument, Brigadier, to bomb the burrows is going to also get rid of the ground. So the end point, if you see what I'm saying, is the same either way, isn't it?
Well, anything else, anything less, would just simply force burrows underground anyway. They'd either be underground or they'd be forced underground. Either way, there'd be no more ground left, in which case, let's just simply bomb it and be done with it.
Right. So would you like burrows to be above ground?
No, I'd like them to be bombed into oblivion. I mean, look, burrows do not add anything to anything at all. There's nothing can be improved with a burrow. Take the popular 60s beat combo, Dave, D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
Yes.
Now, if they were called Dave, D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch and Burrow, it would add nothing.
Well, it would add a burrow.
Which I would like.
Which Algernon would like.
I would like it.
It would cause a fight. Titch would get annoyed. He'd fight with Mick, who would argue with Beaky. Dozy would pile in.
Yeah.
It would not work.
Well, at least they would have somewhere to fight in the burrow.
Do you advocate this? Because now people who don't have burrows, of course, but people can't afford them. They are expensive.
I feel so sorry for those people.
I know you do. But what about people who borrow burrows from these libraries?
You can borrow a burrow. Oh,
from these burrow libraries that we have now. Do you think we should be aspiring to own a burrow, or could we just borrow a burrow?
Well, I think everyone should at least experience a burrow somewhere or another. Like, there's some people out there that are very fortunate and have more than one burrow, like myself.
Yeah.
And I think it's perfectly acceptable for people to lend burrows and people to borrow burrows.
Honestly,
in London. In the London borough of Borough.
It's like listening to a Frenchman trying to eat verbiage with a fork.
Borough.
And there we must leave it. Algernon, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Borough!
Brigadier Sunbeam?
Chunked slurry.
Thank you very much indeed. What do you make of that then? Well, I mean, burrows, they're underground. Should we be more transparent? Should we bomb the ground into transparency so we can at least see what's going on down there, where the rabbits are plotting? What do you think? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got draft lager and Taylor Swift. Why do we need burrows? Get in touch. 87222. You can start that message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter, you can start that message with any word you like. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot, but then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye...
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Chelsea, Tottenham and Burnley all to win was 7-2, now 5-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-2, more 5-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
VLUX rewards are even bigger. We could have told you about them with...
Bigger voiceovers!
Or bigger sound effects!
But we thought we'd let our rewards do the talking. Because this September and October, you'll earn £25 rewards with every Velux white-painted roof window you buy. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. Pretty big, huh? Sign up for bigger rewards at velux.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
It's amazing what you can do with a tap. With just a tap, you can go from craving to tasting. From choosing to cheersing. And even from searching to surprising. Flowers! Now with HSBC, you can use Android Pay wherever you see the contactless symbol. It's easy, fast and secure. Simply download Android Pay from the Google Play Store. So explore, tap and enjoy with HSBC.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions and transaction limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status.
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
OK, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy any car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall Buy Any Car. Vauxhall. Isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/webuyanycar2.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Manchester, we do have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down car on the M60. It's anti-clockwise between junction 14 and junction 13 for Worsley. Elsewhere in Lincolnshire, we have one lane closed due to emergency repairs on the M180. That is westbound between junction 3 and junction 2 for Gainsborough. And elsewhere in Cheshire, we are seeing queuing traffic due to an earlier broken down car and an earlier accident. That is on the M6 northbound, affecting you just before junction 16 around Stoke. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Welcome to QuickBooks. Whatever your trade or craft, QuickBooks helps you manage your small business finances so you can focus on growing your business. Get paid faster by sending quotes and invoices on the move. Snap and sort receipts from suppliers in a few taps. Visit quickbooks.co.uk today and get up to 50% off for your first 6 months. Full terms apply. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of your reactions coming in to the debate. On boroughs, of course. Do we need boroughs? Why do we need them? I mean, like, as we were saying, we've got Draft Lager and Taylor Swift now. Why do we need boroughs? Here's what's been coming in. Cornelius.
Yes, Alex says, I keep all my burrs in a row. What's so wrong with that? He says, also, shut up.
Thank you.
Rupert Myers says, why did you unfollow me? And I replied, I didn't unfollow you. It must have been an accident on Twitter. But the truth is, I did unfollow him.
Right. Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, Cornelius, go away. For you should go to the lift. Because you have got all the haters' texts and tweets that have come in over the past week or so. We don't ignore them. Cornelius takes the haters' texts and tweets, all the abuse we get, and takes them to the lift and reads them out loud on a Friday to round them all up as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's our feature called Condescending, and it's on the way very shortly. It's also Some Request Friday. You can request speeches and talks, don't you know? Can't do music. We're not a music station, but here's one that's come in. Anyway, hi, John, Con, hi. Dave, Harry, Justin Morehouse, who was in the other day, Victoria, Showbiz Reese and Tanya Snooks. I'm going on a date tonight. Any tips? So far, we're going on a tour of the London sewers. I just have to see this Fatberg. Isn't it mad? And then we're going to a Michelin-starred kebab shop. Please, could you play Tick Sting, T-X-T-N-G, Tick Sting is Killing Language, JK. The TED Talk by John Water. And can you let Debbie know that she's in for a kooky night? Thanks very much. That's from Nick in Knowles. Right, Nick, for you, especially for you and for no one else, here's that TED Talk you requested.
We always hear that texting is a scourge.
The idea is that texting spells the decline and fall of any kind of serious literacy, or at least writing ability, among young people in the United States and now the whole world today. The fact of the matter is that it just isn't true. And it's easy to think that it is true, but in order to see it in another way, in order to see that actually texting is a miraculous thing, not just energetic, but a miraculous thing, a kind of emergent complexity that we're seeing happening right now, we have to pull the camera back for a bit and look at what language really is. In which case, one thing that we see is that texting is not writing at all. What do I mean by that? Basically, if we think about language, language has existed for perhaps 150,000 years, at least 80,000 years. And what it arose as is speech. People talked. That's what we're probably genetically specified for. That's how we use language most. Writing is something that came along much later. And as we saw...
Whoa! Bang! What a speech! What a talk! That went straight in at number one in the talk charts, of course, this week. Big seller. Very popular. Texting is Killing Language, the TED Talk by John Water there.
Waters.
And people are going mad for that. And we'll be over the weekend. They'll be having it large to that speech anthem. Spanthem.
Spanthem.
So there we go. Now you know the haters?
Mm-hmm.
The haters gonna hate. But rather than reject those haters, as many would on social media, you know, reporting them, blocking them and so forth, what we do instead is embrace the hate. Now, if you personally hate me, or people that work on this show, then this is the feature for you. Send your hate. Do not be backwards in coming forwards with it. Send it hither and thither, and you could find it read out live from the lift here in the building as that lift travels downwards through the building by Con, who is in the lift now for this week's Con Descending. Con, can you hear me? Are you there? Hi, Con.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Et al. Here I am in the lift. The radio was on to a radio station called Virgin Radio, but I've changed it to this.
What is it? Con. Oh, yeah. What's that? What is it?
It's called M.I. Soul, right. Or My Soul. No idea. Right. Let's begin. It's good that you mentioned Mental Health Awareness Day on your show, as this show has a direct negative effect on mine, said Nathaniel. I honestly believe that this show is one of the worst things I've ever to grace the airwaves. In fact, grace is too nice a word. To defecate on the airwaves, says Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
This was an anonymous text, which said, if the John Holmes show on talk radio were a person, it would be jailed for being terrible and annoying. I'm not sure that's a crime. John Holmes is not funny. Now, Keith Lemon, he's funny. He should do the show, said Sarah on Twitter. Yep. Yes. John, you picking on obese children is so unfair, just because they are bigger than you. That was from Paul. Surely Victoria should just leave. She's a talented newsreader who shouldn't have to put up with those morons, which was... commented on some sort of forum, I'm told. And finally, this one is from Michael, who says, I can't throw anything as far as I can throw my radio when John Holmes comes on it. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Cornelius. The haters gonna hate. So that gives you a whole week to get yours in to us for next week's feature. Of condescending. So, still to come for you, for your delight, between now and when we stop in around half an hour's time, when Yasmin Khan will be here for Drive Time here on Talk Radio. We've got Victoria's bonus news. That is where she makes up the time with extra news, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Today, if it's happening in the world of minerals, you'll get to hear about it first here on Talk Radio. And we bring you live music. That's right, it's the Friday way. Serenading you into the weekend with our busker sessions. Buskers, performers, musicians, singer-songwriters we've dragged in off the street and persuaded to perform for you on a Friday afternoon. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. The number of women accusing Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of rape has risen to four after US actress Rose McGowan spoke out. He's previously denied the allegations. Westworld star Evan Rachel Wood says she's heard a lot of rumours about him.
Pretty sure everyone I know has as well. And it was so normalised and it was talked about in such a way that when you're warned about Harvey Weinstein, because most actresses are, this is just the truth, it's passed off as like, oh, that's just crazy Harvey. Everybody knows. Just be careful around that one.
An Islamic faith school in Birmingham has been told its policy of segregating boys from girls is unlawful. The Court of Appeal is ruling it will affect any others with similar policies. An 18-year-old has appeared in court via video link, charged with attempted murder following the Parsons Green Tube terror attack, which left 30 people injured. He's due to enter a plea in January. England's chief medical officer is warning of a post-antibiotic apocalypse as bacteria become resistant to drugs designed to fight them. What's known as antimicrobial resistance happens naturally over time, but overuse of antibiotics is speeding up the process. And travel firms are joining forces to crack down on bogus sickness claims made by British holidaymakers. Tour operators say they've seen a rise of 500% since 2013. It's costing them up to £240 million a year. The weather, rain at times in northern areas, but drier further south tonight with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow, rain easing across Northern Ireland, Northern England and Wales, but persistent rain for Scotland later on in the day. Elsewhere will be dry and warm with highs of 19. There's more in around half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Now, we should explain for those that may be listening for the first time why this happens. It's because Victoria's bulletins are 2 minutes.
Yes.
Shorter?
No. They're 1 minute shorter.
Than they used to be. And thus, Victoria has to make the time up because she gets paid the same money and that wouldn't be fair.
The right decision. If anything, I want more.
Okay.
News or money?
Money.
Right. Well, there's more news, handily.
Great.
Just no more money.
Nice.
But here we go, because we bring you animal, vegetable and mineral news, because that's everything. Today, mineral news.
Mineral news.
So South Korea is said to be ready to deploy graphite bombs, also known as blackout bombs, that will paralyse North Korea's electrical power plants in the event of a war breaking out on the peninsula.
Right, that's pencils. They're going to fire pencils at people.
Not necessarily.
I mean, they're missile-shaped. I can see the logic.
So
is it graphene or graphene?
Graphite.
Graphite. Oh, okay, because graphene are the name of one of the apprentice teams this year.
Right. I haven't watched that yet.
Imagine North Korea launching that.
Yes, especially the women's team who have been... Well, I won't say, because you haven't watched it yet, so...
South Korea, we're talking about. Firing over to North Korea.
South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, do you want to know how these blackout bombs work?
Hang on. Yes.
Okay, so they work by releasing a cloud of extremely fine, chemically treated carbon filaments over electrical components. The filaments are so fine that they act like a cloud but cause short circuits in electrical equipment.
That's quite impressive, isn't it?
Isn't it? They've been used before. I believe, I think America might have used them on Iran. Years and years and years
I might ago. Again, given Donald Trump this afternoon and his tearing up of the...
Iran nuclear deal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right, okay.
Next.
Yes, please.
Okay. The
Mineral news.
The world's largest pink diamond is expected to fetch up to $30 million. That's £22.5 million at auction. So the pink Raj weighs just over 37 carats. That's pretty big.
I could probably pick up 37 carats.
Not literal carats, John. This isn't vegetable news. And it's on display at the auction house Sotheby's in London. So there you go. Are you going to try and buy that?
How much is it?
37 carats.
No.
No.
You could put it through in the self's checkout. You could put it through as carrots.
Yep.
And it would only charge you for 36 carats.
No, I think it's you have to have at least £20 million spare, John.
Expensive carrots.
Not carrots.
No, that's annoying. I haven't quite got that.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'll have to come maybe after Monday's show.
What's happening on Monday?
Well, that's when I've got my next million.
Right.
Get paid £1 million
to show. That implies that you've got a million already.
It?
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
I mean, if you had £1 million already, awkward.
When did you last have a contract, wasn't
it? It's awkward, isn't it?
We had one a couple of months ago, didn't we?
Yeah. So let's not talk about it. Move on.
Oh.
Next.
The owner of a home made famous by Breaking Bad.
Oh, hang on. Music's run out.
I know, stop wasting everyone's time.
Mineral News.
Press the button.
That's rotten luck, isn't it? Just as you were starting the final.
Mineral News.
Oh, maybe I'm done.
Story.
Maybe I'm finished because there's no music to talk
about. No, it will
be. Mineral News. We need to find out what's happening with the Breaking Bad house.
Just waiting for it to rewind.
Mineral News.
John, can't you get a new shtick? Because everyone knows that you're not actually rewinding anything.
If you get
anything,
a stick,
being...
you poke it through the cassette and wind it.
It's ready now.
Repetitive. So, I'll start that last one again. The owner of a home made famous by Breaking Bad is putting up a 6-foot iron fence to stop fans of the show throwing pizza on the roof. Have you seen this story?
No.
I love it. So, have you watched Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Okay, so, for anyone who hasn't seen it, there's a famous scene where Walter White, the main character, attempts to patch things up with his wife, Skyler, by bringing around a takeaway pizza after she discovers his job... which he used to be a teacher and now he's a drug maker.
Spoiler alert.
Yep.
That is what they're called, drug makers.
So she wasn't
happy. Mr. Maker.
She wasn't happy about his change of job, so she rebuffs his advances. He tosses the pizza on the roof in a fit of rage, where it stays for 2 episodes.
Yeah.
But apparently people are regularly recreating this, and Joanne Quintana, who owns the home, says she's had to take action because... they feel like they can't leave the house because every time they do, something happens. And that's ridiculous. Oh, hence the iron fence.
To be fair, there is a lot... thank you. There's a lot more in that programme they could recreate than the pizza on the roof that would be more detrimental to their...
house.
Yes, and lives. Mm. So they've got off slightly lightly there.
But apparently dozens and dozens and dozens of fans every day go to that house. So that's a bit boring.
Well,
but
free pizza. Free pizza, yeah. Exactly. I would just...
I'd pay for pizza like a mug.
I would... I would put a hatch in the roof, so when the pizza landed on the roof, I'd just go, pull the lever, pizza falls in, lands on the table.
Yeah, but how do you know where that pizza's been? How do you trust it?
Well...
I don't know where any pizza's been.
Yeah, how do you trust it?
Well, if I'm paying for pizza and I'm getting it from a reputable outlet, then I'm going to trust it more than a random one which I've just picked off my roof.
Well, that's nice.
Which has been supplied by lunatics.
Yeah. I mean, you may have a point. But it's pizza and it's free
pizza,
so you know at the end of the day,
who knows who ordered it?
Clearly, John.
Mineral News,
like the mystery pizza from last week. Do you remember?
Mystery pizza. Yeah,
you guys are so
pizza.
Annoying, interrupting me every time I speak. So disrespectful.
Sorry.
I'd say it's actually sexist because you're all men and you're speaking over me
sexy.
As the only woman.
Don't be silly.
Not sexy. Remember what John said at the start of the show, Dave, and your reputation.
Fungus.
Thanks, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's Mineral News.
Mineral
Live News. Music on the way as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform for us to take us into the weekend. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results...
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Chelsea, Tottenham and Burnley all to win was 7-2, now 5-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-2, more 5-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Hi, I was hoping to get a price on selling my car. Online, they offered me £3,000.
OK, how about £4,000?
What? Really? Brilliant.
Yeah, great news. We buy an e-car too, but we pay £1,000 more.
We call that one of life's small victories. Bring Vauxhall a quote from the leading online car buyer and we'll beat it by £1,000 when you trade in your old car for a brand new Vauxhall. Plus, that's on top of our other great offers. Search Vauxhall buy any car. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Offer and part exchange for new passenger car orders which are registered by 31st of December, based on the true condition of the vehicle. Participating retailers only. Terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/WeBuyAnyCar2.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Now TV's on the ball. Streaming Liverpool v Man United live tomorrow with a sensational Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass for just £6.99. Can you believe it? So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV today.
18+, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Manchester, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down car on the M60. It's anti-clockwise between junction 14 and junction 13 around Worsley. Elsewhere around Lincolnshire, we have one lane closed due to emergency repairs on the M180. That's affecting you westbound between junction 3 and junction 2 for Gainsborough. And elsewhere around Staffordshire, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down car. It's on the M6 northbound between junction 11A and junction 12 around Gailey. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Welcome to QuickBooks. Whatever your trade or craft, QuickBooks helps you manage your small business finances so you can focus on growing your business. Get paid faster by sending quotes and invoices on the move. Snap and sort receipts from suppliers in a few taps. Visit quickbooks.co.uk today and get up to 50% off for your first 6 months. Full terms apply. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for more information.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio and it is a Friday afternoon. In a moment, live music. Before that, however, a lot to talk about with the news. We've been talking about it a hell of a lot. We've been talking about Philip Hammond, who has been described as treacherous by former Chancellor Nigel Lawson. Donald Trump withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal. We've been tackling that this afternoon as well. Hillary Clinton has been talking about the Harvey Weinstein thing. As more and more allegations keep coming out. A lot going on. It's all very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, we're here to help. And the way we help on this programme is by bringing you the news. Current affairs analysed via the medium of Japanese poetry. It's obvious when you think about it. It breaks it down into a set number of syllables. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Antibiotics. Apocalypse will kill us, which is a real shame.
Well, it's either that or Iran. So, look, live music. If we are all going to die in a nuclear fire of Trump's making as he pulls out of the Iranian nuclear deal this afternoon, we might as well go out enjoying some live music in the studio. And that's exactly what we're going to do. It's what we do on a Friday. We get performers in here, singer-songwriters, musicians, buskers, people we've found. And we force them to perform at microphone point. Nara Taylor is with us this afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in. Can I just say excellent hair, by the way, before
thank
we
thank you very
start.
Much.
What colour are we calling that?
Green.
Is it green? No. Is it green? I was going to say teal.
Teal is fine. You is can it? Call it that if you want.
All right, yeah. Good.
If you want to be fancy, mate.
Well, it's just, you know, Marty's I want to be specific. Up, it's a bit off. It's away from green for me.
Right.
It's, you know.
It's more green-blue.
It's more greeny-blue, teal-esque.
Sort of, fine.
I kind of like it. So tell us about you, Nara. How long have you been doing music and stuff? What's your background?
Bit more than 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got a degree in music from the University of Surrey and singing professionally for about 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, all right. And where do you do the singing, mainly?
I'm a professional busker, as I'm sure you already know.
We do know.
And I do cabaret events, weddings, parties, funerals.
Yeah. That's weird, is it?
Mm. No.
No. Singing at funerals?
Oh, yeah, it's good to have good music, even if you're dead, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so. Not for Ian Brady, it turns out, after that ruling today.
Oh, no, he's not allowed, is he?
He's not allowed any music. So if anyone invites you to sing at his funeral, don't do
say
it,
no.
Is my advice. So what sort of thing do people ask for at funerals?
It's mostly the classical stuff. I do some vintage singing, so jazz and swing and blues, and I also do opera as well, so it's mostly the opera stuff.
Okay. Well, let's have the first song, because you're going to do a couple for us this afternoon.
I am.
Of course, what are we going to start with?
I'm going to start with Let There Be Love.
Okay. Nara Taylor, live for us on Talk Radio. In the afternoons.
Yeah!
Thank you. Yeah. stuff. Thank you very much indeed. So the song choices, though.
Yeah.
And when you obviously we talk about funerals, but when you do gigs, do you have a set list like that full of classics, as you were saying there?
It's mostly the classics.
Is that is that what you do?
Jazz, blues. Yeah. Some stuff from the musicals, but
what got you into that in the first place? Then, what was why is that sort of what the angle you went with?
It's just what I enjoy. I thought I'd mix it up a bit with the opera, so I've got my fingers in more than one pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you get people, when you do weddings, is it a case of people come to you and say, right, can you do this, and then give you a set list? Do you have to learn songs all the time or anything? Or
they generally just go for what they say. Oh, can you do two sets of 45 minutes? And say, have you got any special requests? And they might say one or two songs that they want included, but generally they just say, sing.
And when you busk, then, and again, we talked a lot of buskers on this programme, do you sort of have your set spots? Do you, you know, because people have their favourite parts. And most people say, I'm just intrigued as to where your favourite, because most people say the same thing. So I'm just going to see where you prefer to do it. In London?
I mean, mostly I'm doing the Network Rail scheme. So that's in the London Overground station. Yeah. So Liverpool Street, Charing Cross, Waterloo. So mostly they're my spots. So you might see me singing as you're going home of an evening.
If you're in London. Yeah. And have you done it other cities as well? Or is London?
I've just come back from a month in Edinburgh where I was busking.
Oh, okay. And how did that go?
It was brilliant. Brilliant, I loved it. Everybody there for the festival is really, really up for performance and watching live music and live performance, so it's just great.
Yeah. All right. Well, just for time reasons, we're going to hear another track. What are we going to hear next?
Lovely. You're going to hear The Habanera from Carmen by Bizet.
Do you know, that's the level of music I think this show is
a very cultured show today,
haven't we? Sorely lacking. So I'm glad
there's been two literature jokes and now
this.
Bizet, mate.
Yeah, here we go.
It's Smashing Friday.
Live music on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
L'amour est aux rebelles que l'on n'a pas d'apprivoisé. Et c'est bien en vain qu'on l'appelle s'il lui convient de refuser. Rien n'est fait, mais la souprie, non pas le bien, l'autre c'était. Et c'est l'autre que je préfère. Il n'a rien dit, mais il me plaît. L'amour, 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 l'amour. L'amour est un fond de poème. Il n'a jamais, jamais connu des lois. C'est une aimée, mais pas je t'aime. Si je te mets, prends garde à toi. Si tu n'aimais, mais pas si tu n'aimais pas, je t'aime. Mais si je t'aime, si je t'aime, prends garde à toi.
It was amazing. And also, it's a learning curve for Cornelius here, who works on the show. Because up to now, he thought a bise was something you used to wash your arse. So that was really good. Thank you very much. That was fantastic.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We did. I thought you might blow one of the microphones to pieces or shatter a window. But apart from that, I think it went very well.
Well, then we're winning, aren't we?
We are winning. And do you get called upon? Because that's such a skill to do opera. Is it a different kind of... sing, because I was watching you doing that there, which obviously people on the radio couldn't necessarily, but your approach.
What do you mean necessarily? They literally couldn't.
We're filming it. Come on. I was, they literally could if they want to, because it's going to be on the website.
Later.
Yeah. But your technique of doing it, your breathing and all the rest of it, is obviously very different.
Yeah.
So does that come with when you did your music degree? Is that like part of the training and how that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've been having singing lessons for 20 years. Yeah. So,
well, what got you into it first, though, in terms of
singing?
Yeah, just
I thought it'd be easy.
Well, made it look easy.
Tried the
but...
violin, couldn't kind of make my two hands work separately. Tried the piano, same problem.
Yeah.
Tried the guitar, and I thought, singing, it'll be easy. You can just do it, can't you? And here I am, kind of 20 years later, still cracking away at it.
Yeah, and making it look easy, though.
Well, thank you. I do try.
I think I'm going to be trying that anytime soon. Listen, thank you so much for coming in. Where would we find you if we want to search you out for gigs and so forth and online, and if we want to hire you for our funerals?
Absolutely.
Where would we find you?
You can find me on my website. That's my name. It's Nara Taylor. That's NaraTaylor .co.uk.
Perfect stuff. Nara Taylor performing live for us on the radio. Now, it's Song Request Friday. Yasmin will be in momentarily to tell us about what's coming up on her show, I would imagine. But before she does, Song Request Friday. All you have to do is let us know if you'd like to hear a speech or a talk. We can't play music requests on the programme. That's simply not allowed due to our licence. But we can play speeches and talks as requests and dedications. Here's one. Hi, guys. Happy National Egg Day. For me, I mention it because it's every day. How are you celebrating? Anyway, I've just had some good news. As I thought I'd lost my marbles, it turned out they're under my chaise longue. What am I like? Please, could you play William Bendix monologue from the film noir The Dark Corner? Kind regards, and that's from Dion in Warwick. Well, Dion, of course we can. For you and all those other people who have just been bombarding us wanting to hear William Bendix's monologue from the film noir The Dark Corner. Happy Song Request Friday.
Hey, come here. You want a nickel?
Yes.
Here. Now shut up! Hello. Hello, yeah. Yeah, it worked just like you said. Took him 2 nights to spot me. He took me up to his office, pushed some muscle at me. I played softy. Yeah, I told him the name. And when he heard it, brother, he took it hard. It hit him right where he lived. Yeah?
There. Play that for Dion in Warwick. That was, of course, William Bendix's monologue from the film noir The Dark Corner as part of Song Request Friday. We can't play music, but we can play speeches and talks. Yasmin Khan is out of breath and with us.
Dion in Warwick?
Dion in Warwick, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's fine. Yeah. So how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Did you just have to run to the studio?
I had to run. I forgot various bits of accoutrement. Yeah.
Accoutrement.
I don't actually know what that means.
No.
Oh, you've got him with you today.
Producer Dave is in today.
Part-timer Dave.
Yeah, that's him.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
We're birthday twins. Don't give me that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Supposed to stick up for me.
I'm supposed to. Check didn't arrive, so it ain't happening.
Good. So what are you doing today on your programme?
Well, funnily enough, I have been waiting to get on air this week because I want to talk about Harvey Weinstein.
It's very grim, isn't it?
It's very grim. I'm really surprised by some of the responses to this from commentators, other broadcasters, not least of our own, one of our own fellow presenters, who's tweeted something, which I'll be talking about.
You can name names?
Yep, excellent. It's Julia. Hi, Julia. and look, this is one of these things that, unfortunately, to a lesser or greater degree, it's happened to pretty much every woman I know.
So we seem to be, because I asked this question as well, just a sort of straw poll.
This is my list, which I'm going to be talking about. It's quite a long
list. And then look at people on Twitter who've gone, all right, I'm about to list every time this sort of thing has happened to me. And then there's a thread, like 50 tweets long.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, I've got more.
Yeah.
And should we be surprised it's endemic? But it's this now given women a voice to talk about it more,
yes,
do you think?
Yes, and it is. And what I want to do today is, yes, I'm going to talk about some of my examples, but I want to be able to say, OK, where from here do all of us, men and women, where do we move forward to? How do we get to a point where we feel we can intervene if we see it happening, both men and women? How do we do that? But also, if someone's listening who thinks, because I've heard it time and again with women that I've talked to this week who are in a different situation, are perhaps younger, and think, well, it's happening to me, but I don't know what to say. I want to be able to, in my own very small way, to say, this is what you should do.
Yeah.
This is what you can say. And to acknowledge that people are afraid to say something because
For many reasons. Because of power.
Because of power. Yeah. Largely because of power. I've not said anything in the past because of that. Because they are afraid for their jobs. But also because they're afraid, again, here we come back to this, that no one's going to believe them.
Mm.
And they're just going to get laughed at.
Yeah. But this could be a turning point.
It has to be. Yeah. It has to be.
And also, I was amazed to see men coming out who have been harassed in a similar way. There's a couple of actors, James Van Der Beek from Dawson's Creek, I think.
Yes.
The guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine was groped by a male producer at a party, at a Golden Globes party.
Yeah, awards thing, yeah.
Yeah, and you sort of, you know, and you've, obviously the headline, it's all about Weinstein and the women, but, but actually it's everybody.
It is.
It turns out.
And this, you know, we can call it culture of silence, whatever. There are a lot of reasons behind it, but I hope it's a moment where we can all go, okay, actually, you know what? Next time I am going to say something if I see it happening, or if someone comes to me and talks about it, I'm not just going to counsel them in the moment. I'm going to go and do something about it. I'm going to be the person that knocks on whoever HR's door on their behalf or what have you.
Yeah, it is hard. I mean, it's a tricky... I saw it happen once, right, to... and I won't name the person who did it because they're famous. But I saw this person, male, do something very unprofessional to a intern, also male. And so I reported it to the producer, right? But after that, I was sort of, and I feel bad about it now, and I should have probably done more. And I wasn't in the same room. But you suddenly start to realise that how much it does go on.
But the more you know, you took a step there reporting it, and yes, you still feel bad. But the more we do it, and the more we go, okay, well, I'm going to take a second step and make sure that I do something else and make sure it's followed up. The more we all do that, the less it will be okay for any of this kind of thing to happen.
Yasmin Khan with you with Weinstein coverage, as you've been hearing on Drive. We'll be back on Monday 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Have a great weekend.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.